brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
It's week zero. For many teams throughout the state, it's opening night. Tonight marks the beginning for these young men, as the ultimate goal of playing in Memorial Stadium seems so far away. We open up tonight's season in Donovan for a Class C2 matchup between the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the Ravenna Blue Jays. It's a matchup between stability and the up-and-comer. For the last 10 years, Ravenna has found success, making it to the postseason year after year. But their opponent tonight, Donovan Trumbull, is fresh off last season's first playoff win in 17 years. Ravenna has the athletes, but depth is an issue, while Donovan Trumbull has a solid core of returning starters. A win tonight would send the Cardinals well on their way to making another postseason appearance, and Ravenna knows it's their job to take the Cardinals down. It's an early season showdown on the Breeze 94.5 as we head to the field for the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
Thank you, Tyson Ivronik, for that introduction on a beautiful night for football. I can't believe that we are already saying it's a beautiful night for football. Where did the summer go? The state fair is going on. And just to the south, we're in Donovan, Donovan Trumbull High School. For, as Tyson said, first time in 17 years that they had a playoff win last year. They're on a building program here with their third-year head coach, Brett Breckner. And on the other side is Ravenna. They've been a mainstay in the playoffs for the past decade or so, with their coach Mark Hudson. And it'll be a good matchup tonight with a couple of teams that ended with nearly similar records last year, Ravenna and Donovan Trumbull. And both are ranked number two in their respective districts in Class C2 by Huskerland Prep. And so it's a pretty even matchup here this afternoon. Let's take a look at some of the other games we'll be following for you here on Platte River Radio. You can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the front page there, we've got links to all of the broadcasts that we're streaming tonight, as well as broadcasting. So if you have someone involved in one of these games far away and you want to give them a call and say you can listen in, here you go. Sydney is at Adams Central on KICS 1550. Hastings is at Schuyler on KHAS 1230. And the KKPR game is Fairbury at Minden. That ought to be a dandy. Ravenna, of course, here at Donovan Trumbull. Here are some of the other games. In Class A, Kearney travels to Discover Columbus. Fremont at Lincoln Northeast. Norfolk at Grand Island. Lincoln High at North Platte. Lincoln Southwest at Lincoln Southeast. Seward is at Aurora in Class B. Crete is at Grand Island Northwest. York is at Holdridge. Gehring at Lexington. And McCook is at Scotts Bluff. In C1, Broken Bow is at St. Paul. Centura is at Fillmore Central. Gothenburg at Ord, Cozad at Ogallala, Southern Valley at Hershey. D1 has Axtell traveling to Arapahoe, Burwell at Elm Creek, Shelton at Nebraska Christian, Garden County at Southwest, Silver Lake at Dorchester, Lawrence Nelson at Exeter Milligan, Shelby at Giltner, Red Cloud at Hampton, and Loomis is at Harvard. By the way, if you're traveling to a game that we will be following tonight, and you can give us updates on scores, that'd be great. Email us at preps@kkpr.com. That's preps, P-R-E-P-S, at kkpr.com. Or you can text or call your score to 308-646-0506. That's 308-646-0506. And then hear the scores tally after the game tonight on either CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard on 1230 AM KHAS or on Classic Hits 98.9 FM for the scoreboard show. There. We'll be picking up both those scoreboard shows right after the earliest games end at, we're guessing, about 9:30 tonight. We're about 25 minutes away from the start of this one. Donovan Trumbull hosting Ravenna on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget, it's Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed for all of your seed needs. Proud to support all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll hear from New Tech, and we'll hear from both coaches coming up next year on the New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Coach Will, your ball club 7-3 last year, another playoff appearance, and that's seven straight years in the playoffs, Coach. And I guess the obvious question is, your team ready for the new season?
Well, I think we are. We've had a pretty decent off season. We didn't get off to the best start this summer, but the last month, I'd say July and leading into August, the kids really had a good summer. We kind of changed up some of our lifting program and saw some nice gains, and anytime you've got a large amount of seniors coming back, you have to fight the boredom issue with, some of the newness that you have to put in to fight the boredom issue. And, we've really seen them pick up the last week and had a lull last week. But, this week leading up to the game, the seniors have really picked up the urgency. So, if we're not ready, we'll find out here at kickoff.
Yeah, coming up in just a little bit with Donovan Trumbull. Okay, Coach, what kind of ball club do you think you're going to have this year? What, nine starters back or nine guys with starting experience? Of course, you're going to be led by the seniors, eight seniors. But what kind of ball club are you looking for this year? Fast and quick, big and strong, or a combination thereof?
I'd say a combination. We're not as big as we were a couple years ago. We've got probably three or four backs that are fairly versatile. They're strong kids, but they're not the big hulkish fullbacks from years past. We got two or three kids that are in that 190 pound range, but they got decent speed. They're not burners, but they're 4'8" guys. And we got a quarterback that can get down in the 4.7s, and he's a little bit quicker. But up front, we're not going to just manhandle people. We've got to rely on some technique, but we're not runts up there either. We've got guys that are around that 215 to 195 range. So, I think the thing we've got to focus on is just, getting some tenaciousness and just being tough and persevering and fighting and playing Ravenna football, which is, just not being in it for the first quarter, but just making sure that we can win that middle quarter where it's just, the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half, and having some mental toughness. But, we're going to do what we do, which is run the football, and, we've got some good athletes, and hopefully we'll be able to throw the ball a little bit more this year and rely on some good athletic defense and see where that takes us.
Well, Coach, I tell you, isn't it a good feeling, Coach, to know you have Trevor Saborn there at quarterback after the great year he had last year? Very comforting feeling, isn't it, Coach, to have him at quarterback and also playing defense, too? He's quite an athlete, isn't he?
Right, yeah, he's a good athlete, and you can see that in all things he does, from triple jump to basketball to football. So, we're expecting Trevor to have a good year. Last year we really didn't know what to expect. He played wide receiver, and we moved him over, and that was pretty much all last year. We didn't know what to expect with only one or two guys coming back, and this year it's kind of the complete opposite. But we look at last year and coming into this year, and I think there's a lot of high expectations. But there's a lot of games last year where we had a lot of close ones. And a lot of games that went down to the wire where and years past, with some of the teams we hadn't had a lot of that. So that was a good experience for us. Trevor's a good leader. I think he's got a good feel for the team and feel for what we're trying to do, which he's still got a ways to go as far as understanding what we're looking for as coaches. But, he's a good place to start.
The ball club will start tonight, Coach, over Donovan Trumbull this evening. What about the Cardinals? This is a tough opener, Coach, I tell you. Maybe you wish you had another week to prepare, but this is a tough opener at Donovan Trumbull tonight. They should be a good ball club, and your team's going to have to be ready to go tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Brent's done a good job over there getting that program, built back up, and Ron and I were good friends before that, and, they just had kind of a little bit of lull in commitment and athletes, and, they've got some good kids right now, and that always makes it better. So they're definitely going to be a team that has had our attention. We saw them down at camp and had a little scrimmage, and it was a pretty good ball game between the two teams. So we did some things that gave them problems, and they did some things that gave us problems. So I think it's going to be interesting to find out how each group returns. I think our kids definitely came out of camp and they had our attention. So it's going to be a heck of a ball game. I think it's one of the smaller class games that a lot of people have interest in or in the area because, you know, not that either one of us are top 10 teams, you know, and we don't really worry about that here, but, you know, I think it's a couple programs that think if things get off to a good start, they could both have good seasons, and the first game is always vitally important to do that.
Yeah, I know your ball club start tonight, Coach. Then you'll have next week off, and then home games with Ord and Twin River, and then road games at St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. From that aspect to heading into the rest of the season, important game for the Blue Jays tonight. If you can get off to a good start, play well, you can get some momentum going into an off week, and then the home openers and the away games. But important game from that aspect. You want to get off on the right foot and get some momentum flowing, don't you?
Correct. You hit the nail on the head there. You know it. You know, it wouldn't be the end of the world if Donovan comes out on top tonight. But, you know, the way our season kind of lays out, you know, this is an important game, and it'd be a big win because we know Donovan's going to win some ball games as the season goes on. So, you know, Ord's a tough C1 opponent, and Twin River's got some young linemen. And then you look at the parochial schools back-to-back on the road, and, you know, you need to have some momentum going into that stretch run there from the middle of the season into the district season. And if you're bouncing back and forth up and down each week and running against losing streaks, and you know, it makes it kind of tough in an 8-game season. So yeah, we definitely understand the consequence here and understand what's at stake. And you know, I think any high school kid who plays football, you know, and is not a freshman understands you only get 8 ball games, and so. They're all important. They're all big, and it starts, you know, essentially the playoffs kind of start right now.
Coach, good luck tonight. We thank you for your time. Good luck tonight and all season long, and we'll see what happens this evening. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks a ton for your coverage.
You bet. That's Mark Hudson, the head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays.
There are only 2 stores in the state of Nebraska that carry the Elite Floorscape distinction, and the only one in central Nebraska is B&B Carpet in Donovan. B&B Carpet was selected to carry this unique program because of our dedication to service and our commitment to your satisfaction. And being Floorscape stores means we can offer you the ultimate selection of Mohawk flooring and special warranties you can't get elsewhere. Discover the Floorscape's difference at B&B Carpet in Donovan, the area's only Floorscape store.
Nailed it.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Coach, this ball club comes into the season, I'm sure, with high hopes, getting that first playoff win in 17 years last season. How's camp gone getting ready for this season? Guys been following everything you've been telling them?
Yeah, it's been really good. We had really good buy-in all summer. Our kids did a fantastic job in the weight room over the summer and really came into camp in good shape, and they've really done a good job of pushing and preparing and getting ready for the season.
You just can't gauge things yet because you haven't played, Coach, going by practices, hitting and bouncing off each other. But there's a lot of optimism in camp, I'm sure, and I'm sure the kids have had a little more of a step maybe in their practices this season, getting ready for the season. But a lot of optimism, I'm sure, down there.
Yeah, absolutely. We feel like we can compete with everybody on our schedule, and if we do the right things and play good hard-nosed football and execute, we can compete with anybody on our schedule and hopefully get back into the playoffs and win some games again.
Okay, Coach, are you going to have to continue the things you did well last year, I'm sure, and are you hoping both sides of the ball continue just to get better in all parts of your game, but you're going to be depending on your leaders, aren't you? And who are some of the guys you're hoping going to lead the way for you?
Yeah, C.J. Cosgrove's back at quarterback, and he started for – this will be his third year starting, and does a really nice job taking care of the football for us, runs the football exceptionally well, and then does a nice job in the passing game. And he'll be definitely a leader for us, one of our captains. And he's also plays linebacker for us. Garrett Bundy, you know, who's just been a beast for us the last 4 years, started since he was a freshman, plays on our offensive and defensive lines, and was an all-stater last year. And both those guys have been great leaders all offseason and continue to be good leaders and are captains for us. And we've got a lot of kids coming back and some guys stepping into new roles and that have really stepped up and done a good job. So,
as far as another guy, maybe, Coach, talk about here, one of your linebackers, and maybe play some running back, Heath Maurer. Now, tell us a little bit about him. He had a great year defensively last year, and I know you need him to go both ways this year.
Absolutely. Heath's done a great job. You know, he played a lot of linebacker last year. We're asking him to do some things at running back this year as well. You know, I tell everybody I talk to, he's a tackling machine. You know, however, wherever, not the biggest guy, but he gets to the football, and when he gets there, he hits people and makes good plays.
You talk about those guys in Cam Center a little bit catching the football, had a good year last year catching it for you. These guys, your leaders, Coach, and they got to bring the youngsters along. How about the guys under them, kind of the juniors and the sophomores and the freshmen? How have the practices gone for those younger kids getting into the program?
It's been really good. We've got some guys that have stepped up. Jeff Udick playing corner and wide out for us, who's a junior, kind of working his way into things. We've got two sophomores that are playing for us on the offensive and defensive lines, with Grady Cook and Eric Tobin, and those guys have stepped in and done a nice job. And then Joe Dinan, playing some center for us, has had to step in into a new role and has given us some depth at linebacker. And the one that's been a really nice surprise, you know, at tailback, where we've needed to find some guys. Lorenzo Williams has had a great camp, has had a great off season. I mean, he's just a warrior in the weight room and has put himself in a position to have a really good year. And Kenny Pfeiffer has done the same thing as well. And those guys have been taking a lot of reps at practice at tailback, and it's been great.
The ball club coach, as we talked with the coaches before the first game, is the main concern tonight, Coach, against Ravenna, is the main concern about how your ball club plays. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can't really prepare for Ravenna because they haven't played either. But is it more on how your ball club is going to play tonight? You want to come out and do well, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's something we focused on tonight, is that we need to be able to come out and play our kind of football and execute and play physical. Ravenna does a great job. Coach always has his guys ready to go, and they play physical football. They've got some excellent runners, and they always play good physical defense. You know, that's going to be the key for us tonight, is to be able to play physical football, execute, and then limit the mistakes that you sometimes have in those early season games.
Ravenna comes in starting the season tonight, then they have a week off. For the Cardinals, Coach, your guys, home opener tonight, then you go on the road for two, then you have your week off September 16th before you don't play your next home game until the 23rd of September. From that aspect, a key game, really, if you want to say that, for tonight, because you're playing at home and the next two on the road. So to get the momentum going and get the season off to a good start, important from that aspect tonight.
Absolutely. You know, our fans are excited about being at the game tonight, and you know, we're opening up new bleachers, new press box, and all that, and we want to make sure we play well tonight and give them a good show. And we got tons of support. Our community really rallied around us last year, and we want to give them a strong showing, and our kids are excited about that, and we're excited to go, you know, get a chance to go hit somebody else tonight instead of beating on each other so much.
It's nothing like getting in the playoffs and getting a win like you did last year, getting that playoff victory, and it just really makes things even better, doesn't it, Coach? It makes it exciting for the next season and the next game, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked since we started, you know, my fourth year as head coach, and we've talked about taking steps forward, and that was a huge step. And I felt like last year we found ways to win close ball games, and when it got to gut check time, we played our best football and pulled out some games where we were down or we were down late, and we're able to play good football, and that's been huge. And I think that's what we've focused on this year, is just taking another step forward and continuing to play well. And, you know, like I said, hopefully a good year. We compete with everybody on our schedule, and hopefully get a chance to get back in the playoffs and do some damage.
And it starts tonight for the Cardinals, as they are home to Ravenna in the season opener for these two ball clubs. Coach, good luck tonight and all season. I'm sure we'll have a chance to visit with you as we move along in the 2011 season. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And that is Brent Breckner, the head football coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR Courser AT or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. CPI.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
You've got pictures from whatever game you're going to tonight. I just sent some into preps at kkpr.com. Beautiful night here. Ought to be documented. First night of the 2011 football season. Donovan Trumbull ended the 2010 season at 6-4, winning their first high school playoff game in Nebraska in 17 years. Ravenna Blue Jays ended last year at 7-3, went into the playoffs for about the 10th time in 10 years, or 10th in 13 maybe is what it actually is. And they are back with a lot of familiar names, a lot of names that have made Ravenna Athletics pretty salty here in the last 10, 12, 13 years especially, both on the football grid and, of course, on the basketball court. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We have four ball games to you tonight on the Platte River radio stations. You can go to platteriverpreps.com, front page there. You can link into any of them and listen via the Internet or, of course, the old-fashioned way on the radio. We'll be covering Kearney at Columbus, Fremont at Lincoln Northeast, Norfolk at Grand Island, Lincoln High, North Platte, Lincoln Southwest at Southeast. Sydney is at Adams Central. That's being broadcast play-by-play on KICS. Seward is at Aurora. Crete is at Grand Island Northwest. Hastings at Schuyler. Mike Will has that one away. York at Holdridge. Gehring at Lexington. McCook at Scotts Bluff. Broken Bow is at St. Paul. Centura at Fillmore Central. Fairbury at Minden. Tony Davis, Doug Duda with that call. Gothenburg is at Ord. Cozad at Ogallala. By the way, Fairbury Minden, that's on 98.9 FM with Doug and Tony. We're here with Ravenna at Donovan Trumbull. Southern Valley is at Hershey, Axtell at Arapaho, Burwell at Elm Creek, Shelton at Nebraska Christian, Garden County at Southwest, Silver Lake is at Dorchester. Lawrence Nelson is at Exeter Milligan. Shelby is at Giltner, Red Cloud at Hampton, and Loomis is at Harvard. Let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back to set up your 5 Points Bank starting lineups right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Insure your game, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Better Bank in Grand Island, Kearney, and in Hastings. First of all, for the visiting Ravenna Blue Jays, coming off a winning season last year, but not one that went all the way to Lincoln. Trevor Siborn is the quarterback. He's a senior, 170 pounds. He'll also play on defense. Lucas Wilkie, running back, senior, 190 pounds. Connor Baranek is a wide receiver, senior, and 175 pounds. Ethan Shambeck, 205-pound fullback. Look for him out of the backfield catching passes. He's a senior. Trace Armstrong, the tight end, who's a senior. He's a 195-pounder. Jacob Bruja, 210, tight end, a senior. Jake Voigt is on the offensive line. He's 210 and a senior. Brandon Washer, Rogers, 220 on the offensive line and defense, is a senior. Josh Boardman, 205-pound lineman, is a junior. Tyler Douglas, 190 and a junior, and Michael Steele, 220 and a senior. Defensive specialists starting tonight include Tom Siskowski. He is a 150-pound defensive back. They'll put him starting on defense. For Donovan Trumbull, here you go. The running back tight end will be Ian Askey. C.J. Cosgrove is the senior quarterback. Watch him. He's a good one. Lorenzo Williams, a running back. He is a sophomore, 150 pounds. Cameron Sinner, 155-pound wide receiver. David Uden, 135-pound wideout, is a sophomore. Joe Dinan, a junior, 155 pounds, is on the line. Garrett Bundy, 240 on the offensive line. Corbin Hink is a senior, 195-pounder. Grady Cook is a 190-pound sophomore on the line. And Jeff Utek, wideout, is a 155-pound and a junior. Boy, we're going quick here tonight. That got me a little bit behind. We're a couple of minutes early on the start, but they're lined up, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull kicking off the 2011 season from their 40-yard line. Back in return formation for Ravenna is Storm Ref Hoffman. High kick, and it'll go to about the 25-yard line before it just kind of dies there, and it's covered by Trace Armstrong for Ravenna. And Armstrong sets it up first and 10 now for the first snaps from scrimmage of the 2011 season for the Blue Jays. Ended last year at 7-4. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals are dressed in cardinal red and black pants, black helmets, red socks. The Ravenna Blue Jays in all white with blue trim. As Saborn goes shotgun, calls out the signal, one man in the backfield, wides to the right side in the slot, and a tight end is Armstrong standing. Now going in motion is Wilkie. He'll get the handoff on the reverse. He goes to the left side, has the corner, has 5 yards, gets up to the 30-yard line. And Ravenna's first play from scrimmage for 2011 is a positive 5, and it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go. Corbin Hink in on the tackle there for Donovan Trumbull. Second down and kind of a short 5 yards to go. Craig Eckert along tonight. Adam Fisher keeping stats. Going to tell you why that is here in a little bit. Shotgun. Saborn has a man in motion. That's Armstrong. Saborn takes the snap, hands it off straight up the middle. And falling forward is Shambeck for a yard or so. The big fullback is met there by the middle of the defensive line. And Max Lawrence among those who stopped that one up for Donovan Trumbull. Clock is running with 11:05 to go. Tim Bob Kitzmiller, who was my broadcast partner a few years back, was going to be with us tonight, but unfortunately his mother had a car accident, and he had to travel to her bedside. So our prayers are with her, and we hope Tim Bob can join us next week. But Adam Fisher, He's filling in on stats. We'll hear from him in a little bit. Handoff is kept by Saborn, and he gets across the 35-yard line to about the 37-yard line, as that'll move the chains, and the clock continues on a drive by Ravenna, which started off at their 25-yard line. Ravenna, I'm guessing, won the toss. We never really have as clear an indication as you might get on TV as to who actually won the toss, but we're guessing they won the toss and deferred Donovan won the toss and deferred to the second half. Saborn in the shotgun, first and 10 after picking up that. Wilkie in motion, handoff on the crossbuck. No, he's going to keep it now, and it's an option to the right side. Wilkie has it right side. A little running room, got a first down across midfield to the 49-yard line. Lucas Wilkie, nice ball handling there by Saborn as he faked it one way. Looked like he was going to keep it, then optioned down the line to the right side and got the first down. 49-yard line is where the ball is spotted, and for the first time in the 2011 season, because everything's the first time in the 2011 season, Ravenna goes into opposing territory. Donovan Trumbull trying to stiffen up here now. They've given up 26 yards as the drive started on the Ravenna 25-yard line. Ravenna's pretty much been all on the ground. Saborn, shotgun, handoff. This time goes straight to the fullback, and it is Schombeck, who can't find much forward progress there as he gets maybe a half a yard. Second down, we'll call it 9.5 to go. Clock at 9:40 here in the young 2011 football season. Well, I tell you how the football season changes from a beautiful night like tonight and a beautiful new press area here for Donovan Trumbull with individual thermostats and floorboard heating, which we will love to have when the end of the football season comes and if the Cardinals get deep into the playoffs. Under center is Saborn. Penalty marker, the first one of the year. Got a little movement on the offense here. Procedural call against Ravenna. And that's the first mistake on the Blue Jays tonight. They had a flawless 26-yard drive so far. They're going to walk that back 5 yards as the laundry goes on the turf. It'll bring up a second down and 15 yards to go. Saborn, having called the play, now sends Armstrong far out to the left side. Schombeck is right in the backfield with him. Lucas Wilkie dots the eye. He's under center this time. Fake the handoff, goes back to pass. Pressure by Donovan Trumbull. He's running to the far side, and he'll get knocked out of bounds. I think he lost a little bit more, so it's going to bring up third down and about 17 or 18 to go. Good pressure over there. Cosgrove was over there. Max Lawrence was over there, and I believe that was Eric Tobin, a sophomore over there in pursuit, and he had no chance of getting that pass downfield at all. Stops the clock on the out-of-bounds at, ironically enough, 9-11. Third down, it is really closer to 20 yards to go now, so he lost about 4 or 5 on that. As Saborn now deep in the shotgun, he's got wides both ways. Connor Baranek is in at wide receiver to the right side. A late coming play now. Siskowski comes in. And now they're going to wind the clock and give him a few seconds to get to the line of scrimmage. Rannick right side. Raph Hoffman wide to the left side. Slots both ways. And Saborn in the shotgun. One man, Wilkie behind him. Calls the signals, whistle blows. This is how it started for Ravenna in terms of the wheels falling off of a drive that went 26 flawless yards, and they got called on a procedural call, then a quarterback sack, and this time the penalty is going to be on the Cardinals, so they get 5 of that back. It still is a tough row to hoe here with third down, call it about 13 yards to go. Sun is shining. I think on the way over I saw the temperature somewhere in the 79-degree range. Kind of muggy. Not going to get too picky about that. Saborn in the gun. Slots both ways, wides both ways. Wilkie goes in motion. They fake it to him. He'll roll to his right. Saborn chucks and fires into the flat, looking for Armstrong out of his hand and incomplete. That'll bring up a punting situation. And a turnover and, a punt formation is indicated here for Ravenna. And going to double safety, Lorenzo Williams and Kenny Pfeiffer back standing at about their 15-yard line in Donovan Trumbull territory. The ball is spotted at the 48-yard line. The punter is, I believe, Wilkie, standing at his 35. So Wilkie calls out the signals for the Blue Jays, has to peel it up off the turf, gets a nice punt off, though, and Koskoff is going to take it at the 15, 20, 25, 30, cuts back, 35, 40-yard line. And that was Lorenzo Williams on the return. I said Koskoff, Lorenzo Williams with that, and he brought it all the way back to about where Ravenna was trying to get to for the first down at about the 40-yard line. This time, though, it's going to be Koskoff at the controls as he sets his Cardinals in motion for the first time in the 2011 season, and we have a penalty marker on the field. No indication yet as to what that will be. They're talking with Ravenna's captain, so it'll mark it back a bit for Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals in some pretty red and black uniforms tonight, and Ravenna in their pure white, soon to be dirtied white uniforms. That marks the ball all the way back to the 25-yard line. Looks like it'll be a block to the back or a clip. And so not bad field positions, but not the 40 yards that they had hoped. All right, Koskoff is in the backfield. Williams dots the I. High shotgun snap. Koskoff takes it himself up across the 20 to about the 27-yard line. C.J. Koskoff, just a sophomore. Last time we were here against St. Paul, a couple of years back, and he has just become a fine football player. 8-19, 8-18 to go in the first period of play. No score. Donovan Trumbull is hosting Ravenna in the Week 0 opener. Hate that name. Shotgun snap directly to C.J. Koskoff, and he will get the first down. Week 0 to me indicates, like, nobody cares. These games are going to count just as much when the final district points come in as anything. And Donovan Trumbull wants to continue the momentum that they began a couple of years back when Brent Breckner was named head coach, got them to their first playoff win in 17 years. First down there, shotgun. Koskoff calls it out, hands it off. Williams got some running room across to the 45, 46-yard line. Almost another first down for Donovan Trumbull. Williams and Koskoff are built about the same. They just look to be about 5'10", 5'11". Pretty hard to see behind that line. Shotgun, a option. Now they go to a lateral, goes out of bounds. A pass lateral intended for Cameron Sinner went out of bounds. And that was just a little slow developing on that option. Koskoff might have been able to take it for the first down on his own. But maybe they considered that to be a wasted play. Now, they are going to the same technique that Oregon and some of the other teams are going. They're holding up pictures that don't mean anything to the rest of us, but signal in the plays to the offense. Koskoff keeps it himself, gets the first down, bucks into Ravenna territory at about the 46-yard line. Nice blocking up front there by the Cardinal line. Garrett Bundy in there. And I think the block that time, Max Lawrence, was another one that opened up the sea of white. Trips wide to the right side. Jordan Slow is in motion. The handoff goes to him as he turns inside the 45 to the 44 3-yard line. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Kenny Pfeiffer. He's number two, and that was number two that carried that. Okay, Pfeiffer, not Slow. And again, they hold up the plays, the picture cards, shotgun, slot right side. Koskoff takes it straight up the middle, gets inside the 40, and has enough for a manageable third down situation here, barring any penalties. Third down, about 3 yards to go. Both teams looks like they could put a lot of points on here tonight if they don't make mistakes. Again, Koskoff will keep it straight ahead. He does not make a mistake and does make a first down. And that will be first down and 10 to go inside the 32, 31-yard line, we'll call it. Donovan Trumbull started this at about the 15-yard line, and they have matriculated the ball, the late Hank Stram used to say, down the field about 35, 40 yards now as Cosgrove keeps it again inside the 30-yard line. Now inside to the 26-yard line as they move the chains, or they move the down and distance marker closer to the forward chain. And with 5:29 to go in the first half, after receiving a punt by Ravenna on their first drive, Donovan Trumbull hands off to Pfeiffer inside the 25. Pfeiffer's got some running room, 10-5, and Pfeiffer, Kenny Pfeiffer, inside the 5-yard line. As I said, Donovan Trumbull has been executing their offense flawlessly, no penalties on this drive except for the special teams penalty that put them back at their own 15 instead of the 45. Again, the picture sideline signals come in, and they fake the handoff to Pfeiffer, keeps the ball. They should have faked it to him because he got stood up right there, as I think it was Trace Armstrong coming in and make it the tackle. 4:55 to go in the first period. Donovan Trumbull knocking on the door here. If they do, it would be an 85-yard drive, and one that I'm sure they were looking forward to all summer camp long. Second down coming. Cosgrove takes it himself again inside the 5-yard line. Does not score. It'll be third down and goal to go. The ball is spotted at the 3-yard line. Third and goal from the 3 for Donovan Trumbull. They stop Ravenna on Ravenna's first possession. The punt. The return was to the 40. An infraction brought it back to the 15, and now they've gone all the way inside the 5. Rolling, Cosgrove looking. He's got to keep it himself inside the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Donovan Trumbull. 85-yard drive. And Cosgrove scores from, we'll call it 3 yards. Cosgrove 3-yard run, and it's 6-0. 4:04 to go in this first period of the 2011 season. Red balloons go up, signifying the first score for the Cardinals on the year. And Cosgrove will do the kicking chores as they kneel at the 10. Cosgrove, a sidewinder from the right side. Good snap, good hold, but he topped it. And it goes right into the line, nothing doing. So the score remains 6-0. 4:04 to go here in opening night of Platte River Radio football coverage on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Back in a moment.
There are only 2 stores in the state of Nebraska that carry the Elite Floorscape distinction, and the only one in central Nebraska is B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B Carpet was selected to carry this unique program because of our dedication to service and our commitment to your satisfaction. And being Floorscape stores means we can offer you the ultimate selection of Mohawk flooring and special warranties you can't get elsewhere. Discover the Floorscape's difference at B&B Carpet and Donovan, the area's only Floorscape store.
Nailed it.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
You can also email us your scores, preps@kkpr.com. By the way, if you want the same updates we get, send us your email address to preps@kkpr.com, and you will get updates right on Friday night, along with the rest of us here in the broadcast booths. Donovan, 6-0, will kick off. It's a low kickoff, Scriven inside the 30, and picked up by the Ravenna Blue Jays, Storm Rath Hoffman, normally a wide receiver, spins up to about the 35-yard line, and so Ravenna will try and answer the call here as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals have drawn first blood. Cosgrove, terrific quarterback. Saborn, a terrific quarterback. And we're glad they're both healthy tonight. Coming out of the summer camp, you know, you never know how dinged up people are, but they both look very good. Good ball handlers. Saborn in the gun. as Shambeck in back of him, Wilkie the wingman, as is Armstrong. So everybody else is in tight. Now Wilkie comes in motion to the near side. He fakes the handoff to the tailback, and Saborn keeps it himself, gets all the way across the 50-yard line to about the 48 of Donovan Trumbull. So Saborn trying to rally the troops and get the Blue Jays to answer the call and the challenge put up by Donovan Trumbull on their first line, on their first offensive series. Ravenna was stopped on theirs by a punt. We're closing in on the final 3.5 minutes of the first period of play here. Ravenna breaks the huddle. They've got slot man. That's Wilkie to the right side. Wides both ways in Baronic and Armstrong. They fake the handoff again, and Saborn will keep it. Gets inside the 45 to the 44. Good chunky yardage on the first play of scrimmage on the series, the first and 10 series. Second down now and a short 5 yards to go. Clock at 3:01. 6-0 score. If you're just joining us, what a great night for football from Donovan Trumbull High School. And Donovan, within a stone's throw it, 281 there, just to the west. Armstrong to the right side, or to the left side, rather. Wilkie comes in motion to the right side. He sets up in the slot there. I formation, long count. Now he goes back in motion, does Wilkie. They give it straight up to Shambeck. Shambeck's got the first down inside the 40 to about the 37 or 8-yard line. They're going to mark it inside the 37. That'll be enough to move the chains. And Ravenna stopped themselves on a penalty last time and tried to go downfield with a pass, lost some yardage on a quarterback sack. And that was how their first drive ended, with a punt. But this time, taking the ball beginning at their own approximately 30-yard line. They have now moved inside to about the 36 of Donovan Trumbull. Wilkie in motion. Shotgun, Saborn. Handoffs to, no, he keeps it himself. Now goes wide to the right side, tries to find the lane, gets some yards as he picks his way down inside the 30. But that was a very cool customer there as he faked the handoff to Ethan Shambeck and kept it himself and worked the way down the right side of the line. And he will be short of the first down, but with second down, he's got an opportunity to come back. Second down and a short two. Baranek is back into the football game. That was a wide out to the left side. Wilkie will go slot to the left. Armstrong wide to the right. And the lone setback is Shambeck. Shotgun, Saborn. Long count again as he looks things over. Armstrong goes motion from the right to the left. Hand off Shambeck, straight up the middle. And he's got some running room, shakes off two, three men, and gets down to about the 10, 12-yard line. Shambeck was stopped, but he powered his way through a couple of tacklers, and that'll be a first down for Ravenna. Center getting credit for the stop there, and it was lucky he did. Otherwise, he was going to be in pay dirt pretty darn quick. First down and 10 now at about the 12-yard line, so Ravenna could get another first down before the end zone. Saborn, shotgun. Shambeck is in the I formation. Dots to the I. Armstrong, right side. Wilkie comes motion from the left to the right. Saborn fakes it to him, keeps it himself, spins down inside the 5-yard line. He just kind of rode that tackler down another 2-3 yards, and he got a nice pickup there on first down of close to 5 yards. In fact, it was a little better than 5 yards. Third down and a short 5 to go as the ball is spotted, call it the 7 or 8 yard line. This is where the shadows are long and our angle does not do us any favors. 36 seconds to go in the first period of play. Ravenna is in no hurry. They don't need to be. So we'll see whether or not they chuck it in here before the end of the first period. Wings both ways. Saborn shotgun. Shambeck dots the eye. Wilkie in motion from the left to the right. They fake it to Shambeck. Saborn keeps it himself. Cuts back inside the 5 down to the goal line. And he'll be stopped at about the 1-yard line. 13.5 seconds to go in the first period. Ravenna trying to even the score because they're down by 6 right now. Donovan Trumbull took it 85 yards after they forced a Ravenna punt in the first series. I think this is an official's timeout here. Maybe an equipment issue, and they're, well, no, wait a minute. some measurement, some substitutes coming in for Donovan Trumbull. Tolman going out. Cook is going back in for Donovan Trumbull. They're going to try and set the ball more precisely. And it looks like it'll be third down and goal to go from inside the three. This drive started at about the 30-yard line. And so if they are able to culminate this in a score, that'll be a 70-yard drive. Donovan Trumbull scored from 85 in their first offensive series after the Ravenna punt. Ravenna had a nice drive in the early going with a 26-yard drive, and then they got a penalty and then a quarterback sack. They had to punt. The punt was returned nicely by Lorenzo Williams out to the 40-yard line, but there was a penalty and marked it back to their 15-yard line, but nonetheless traveled 85 yards for their first score, did Donovan Trumbull. All right, now the measurement's done. The ball is set. They are winding the clock. Ravenna in the huddle. 9 seconds to go. We'll see if they get the playoff here in the first period. Otherwise, we'll close the first stanza with a 6-0 Donovan Trumbull lead. And we won't. That's the whistle. That's the end of the first period of play. And at the end of one, from Donovan Trumbull High School, Ravenna trailing the Cardinals by a 6-0 score. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports Coverage, the game of the week on KLIQ 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring, LSR Courser, AT, or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't forget, send us those scores. Text him, 308-646-0506. Email him to preps at kkpr.com. CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on KHAS 1230 AM after this one. And the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on 98.9 FM after this one. Take your pick. We'll get you the scores. And we are about to see whether or not Ravenna is able to convert this drive that started about 67 yards ago. Under center, Suborn. I formation and a penalty marker. He didn't need that. Third down, goal to go inside the five, and a penalty marker is down on a procedural call for Ravenna. The only difference between these two ball clubs tonight have been penalties, and mostly penalties offensively for Ravenna. Two key penalties here. One in the first drive that stopped what looked to be a pretty efficient 26-yard drive to that point. And now this one started at their own 30-yard line, and they're down knocking at the three, and they get penalized by 5 yards. So it's going to be third down and five. Suborn hands the ball off to the right side, and not enough for the first down or the touchdown. They can get inside the one and still pick up a first down if I'm looking at the down and distance correctly here. It's fourth down now. And my guess is they're going to try and punch it in or at least get the first down. So they're looking over to Mark Hudson saying, call a good one, coach. We want six. And that's what they do. They're going to take a timeout here. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and we'll call on Adam to give us a few first-quarter stats right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, you're about to hear from a young man who woke up this morning having no idea that he'd be doing arithmetic at a high school football game tonight. What do we got here, Adam?
Well, it looks like Cosgrove, about 8 attempts so far for 36 yards. Pfeiffer of Don Fintrouble.
Fourth down coming out. Saborn, shotgun, hand off. He keeps it himself, goes up the middle. Is he going to get it close enough for the first down or not? Let's take a look. It's an important spot here as the Donovan Trumbull fans say no, but the referee said yes, and his word counts. So it's going to be first down, goal to go inside the one-yard line. We'll get back to the first quarter stats here momentarily after we find out if Ravenna will push it in here. Clock is running 11.5 to go in the half. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Allens of Hastings on second, your You Get More Superstore. Again, for the third year in a row, we thank them for being our halftime sponsor. Allens halftime report coming up in 11 minutes of play. Under center now, Saborn with an I formation. Everybody else is in tight. Handoff, tailback, Wilkie into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravenna. Wilkie lined up and tailback. He got a good lead block from, I think it was Armstrong or Shambeck, leading into the end zone, and it is now tied up as Wilkie plows in from one. 70-yard drive for Ravenna. Extra point attempt by Storm Raff Hoffman. He's a sidewinder from the right side. From the left side, right-footed kicker, and he powers it through, I think. Let's see. No, he was wide to the left. And so Ravenna, likewise, failing to convert, but did get their touchdown. And now it is 6-6 on the one-yard run by Wilkie. Go ahead, Adam, here.
For Donovan Trumbull, Cosgrove has 8 attempts for 36 yards. Williams, 1 attempt for 9 yards. Pfeiffer, looks like 3 attempts for 19 yards, and Cosgrove 0-for-1 passing, 0 yards. And for Ravenna, Trevor Seiborn, he has 10 attempts for 50 yards, and Lucas Wilkie, 3 attempts for 20 yards, and looks like he just took one in for a touchdown
that
also.
That was one big yard there that he got to add on to that total. And so it's all tied at 6 here, the Blue Jays and the Cardinals on a beautiful night for football here in the unfortunately named week 0 of the high school football season. I don't know why this isn't week 1. You know, and then they can make the last game like week A plus or something. Make it a little more positive. Raff Hoffman has it teed up here for Ravenna. The right-footed sidewinder goes at it. High kick. And it's going to be returned by Lawrence at the 15, 20. Turns on the Jets, 25, 30. Lawrence out to the 40-yard line. Lorenzo Williams out to the 40-yard line. He picked his holes and accelerated through it, and he got good field position there by the Donovan Cardinals, and Donovan will set up housekeeping at their own 40-yard line. Drives of 85 for Donovan Trumbull and 70 a moment ago for Ravenna. Leave us tied at 6 right now. 10:53 to go in the first period of play, in the first half of play, I should say. Got some scores coming in here. And we'll get those to you here momentarily. And Cosgrove fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, gets up to about the 48-yard line. Here's one from way out. Potter Dix, 18, Wallace 12, end of the first. They're coming in slow. We'll get them to you. Spread formation, shotgun, Cosgrove has Pfeiffer standing in back of him. Pfeiffer can turn on the Jets as well. He's got slots both ways. Pfeiffer gets the handoff, but he has no time to take off at all as Shambeck came in there as well as Jacob Bruja. And it's going to be third down coming with 5 yards to go for the Cardinals, who have the longest down and distance in a drive yet tonight from the standpoint of a third down. Third and five. Shotgun formation. And now we've got a whistle, and now some laundry down on the field, and this one may be the Cardinals' first offensive penalty. It is an offside, and the Cardinals will be marked back, so it's going to be third down at 10 yards to go. Hastings leading Schuyler 14-0. McCook over Scottsbluff 14-0. Minden has a 7-0 lead over Fairbury at the end of one. At the end of one period of play. We're tied at 6 here. Donovan Trumbull and Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull has a 3rd and 10 now. Trips left side. Shotgun Cosgrove. Rolls left. Fires across his body. Downfield is intercepted by Saborn. He's got it at the 40. 45. Trevor Saborn. Half the distance. All the way down to the 35-yard line. Saborn picks it off, and that's the first turnover and it brings Ravenna to the Donovan Trumbull 34-yard line. First turnover of the night. Saborn on the interception. Now he'll come back and try not to do that because he'll be quarterbacking right now. Shotgun formation, slots to the left side, wing right. Schambeck takes the handoff, gets some good yardage, and he goes inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. 9:26 to go till halftime. If you haven't made out your grocery list for the week, make sure to check out Allen Superstore's specials online, allensuperstore.com. Allen's of Hastings halftime report coming up at the end of 9 minutes of action here. Shotgun again. Wings both ways. Schambeck, the single setback. Now Armstrong in motion right to left to Schambeck. Schambeck falls forward again off the left side of the line. Not much doing. He didn't need much, but he didn't get there anyhow. It'll be third down and about 2 or 3 yards to go. Let's see where they actually spot it. It's going to be third down. We'll call it 2 to go. He needs to get down to the 23. The ball is nosed just inside the 25-yard line. 8.5 on the clock. Still halftime. Sid Techmeyer is into the ball game for some blocking on the left side at tight end. Single wing to the right side. Fakes the handoff. Goes left side, or right side rather, to Saborn. And I thought there was a penalty mark, and there was some paper going on in back there. And he did not get the first down, I don't think. Let's see. Tobin gets credit, and he did get the first down, but Tobin got the tackle to prevent any more. But it'll be first and 10 now for Ravenna, trying to capitalize on an interception by Trevor Saborn. Saborn at the controls offensively now for the Blue Jays, and the Cardinals need a stop here because Mamedov has turned in favor of the Blue Jays. Saborn, shotgun, Schambeck in back of him, wides both ways. Man in motion is Lucas Wilkie, comes near side. They give it to Schambeck straight up the middle. And he is stacked right at the line of scrimmage. Big wall there is anchored by Adam Gomez, 230-pound defensive lineman. Also Garrett Bundy in there, 240-pounder. And so with 7.5 to go now, Ravenna is finding a little stiffer opposition in the Cardinal defense. Things tighten up as they get down into the red zone. Shotgun, wide to the left side, is Siskowski. Takes the snap, Saborn, flips it back to Wilkie. Wilkie is in trouble, and he won't get much. In fact, he might have lost a little bit as he took the flip from Saborn to the right side, tried to turn it upfield, but Cardinals would have none of that. And with 6:56 to go till half, it is third down and a pretty good scoot, about 9 yards to go. Now, we said that Donovan Trumbull has adapted that system of holding up pictures to signal in plays. Ravenna still doing the shuttle system. Saborn, shotgun. Shambeck dots the eye. Wilkie in motion. They fake it to him. Now on the reverse, Armstrong has it, and he'll get held up over at about the 20-yard line. He got maybe 2 yards, but, again, Donovan was having nothing to do with the trickery there. And so they stop it, and it brings up fourth down and 8 yards to go. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what Donovan Trumbull will throw at them defensively and what Ravenna will throw offensively, because I don't think we're talking kick here at all. I think we're talking do or die from the 20-yard line. It is fourth and 8. Saborn, shotgun, Shambeck dots the eye. Wilkie, slot man left, Armstrong wide to the right. Now comes in motion to the left side. Saborn looking, firing long. He's looking for Wilkie. He's got it at the goal line. Wilkie has it at about the goal line. They're going to mark it at the 1. Saborn just cranked back and heaved it about 19 yards, and Wilkie went up and got it. Give Wilkie all the credit in the world for jumping up and taking it away from other defenders.
I hope that guy's playing some basketball.
That was a heck of a rebound there. Didn't go off anybody. Wilkie sets up a first down and goal to go. Ravenna scored last time they were this deep. Could not convert. We're at 6-all here with 5:14 to go in the first half. I formation. Lucas Wilkie dots the I. He scored the last touchdown. He'll get the carry this time. Goes in, gets the second one. Lucas Wilkie, his second touchdown, caps a drive that started at the 34-yard line of Donovan Trumbull on the interception by Trevor Saborn. So your score now is 12-6 in favor of Ravenna. 5:07 on the first half clock. They'll go for 2. They've had enough of this single-point stuff. I formation. Again, Wilkie dots the I. And again, he'll get the carry. And again, he gets into Pater. And that'll be a 2-point conversion. And that's going to make it 14-6 as Wilkie does double duty, both as the conversion man and the TD scorer on that. And Ravenna is 14-6 over Donovan Trumbull right now with 5:07 to go in the first half. We'll be back with the kickoff in a half minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Eckert back along with Adam Fisher here from Donovan Trumbull High School in Donovan. Ravenna, the visiting Jays, have just scored and converted with a 2-pointer and now have a 14-6 lead. There are times in every football game that are considered key. This would be one. Donovan Trumbull needs to answer this score or they leave for halftime on the short end of the momentum stick. 14, yes, they do have a momentum stick. 14-6 is the score here, as Wilkie has scored both touchdowns for Ravenna and the 2-point conversion. That is a devastating running attack when he's in the I formation on those occasions in the red zone. So now Donovan Trumbull will receive the kick from Rath Hoffman. And Pfeiffer is standing back at about the 5-yard line. If he gets it in a head of steam, he could bring it back. Line drive kick this time won't get that far, taking it at about the 20-yard line, 25, 30-yard line. And Jeff Utek, a reserve wide receiver, took that and went back to the 35-yard line. It's a good field position for Donovan Trumbull, as, again, they have to... they have to respond here. By the way, Wilkie set up that last touchdown, too, with a nice 19-yard reception at the one-yard line. Shotgun formation. Cosgrove keeps it himself and puts the head down, gets up across the 40-yard line. Second down. Pick up about 4 yard lines on that. Cosgrove, 4 yard gain. Brings up second down, and the clock at 4:45 to go in the first half. Trips wide to the left side. Now Williams comes in motion. They give the ball to him, but the referees say something happened. And we'll see what that is. On the second down play, they're conferring, and they're going to mark it. But who are they conferring with? They're conferring with the Blue Jays. No, they're not either, because it was an offside, so they're going to mark him back no matter what. It'll be second down and just about 10 to go, 10-plus on that offside. So the Cardinals suffering a little focus problem here after giving up that second touchdown off of the interception by Saborn. And Cosgrove goes shotgun, trips to the left side, and again, coming in motion. This time is Williams again. He's got the 35 in the corner. 40 puts the shoulder down, gets across to the 42-yard line. Lorenzo Williams, a 150-pound sophomore, put the shoulder down. He's got some leverage there and knocked the would-be tackler back a little bit. Got a nice gain. It'll be third down, and we'll call it short four, 3.5 maybe to go. They have to get inside the 35-yard line. The ball is spotted back outside the 37-yard line. And again, trips left side. Cosgrove, shotgun, into the flat. He fires. It is complete. Man came back and had to wait for the ball. Receiving the ball was Jared Lineman, or Lineman, a 170-pound wideout. But he had to wait too long for that, and the Ravenna pursuit caught up with him. That's the bad news. The better news for the Cardinals is that it's fourth down and less than a yard to go. So Ravenna, with some good defense there, with the help of a slow-developing play, has to hold here with fourth down and less than a yard, 4 minutes to go. Those pitcher cards go up again. As Cosgrove stays in the gun. He's got four wideouts to the right side, and this time again we've got some laundry on the field, and this is a pre-snap problem for Donovan Trumbull. Delay. I didn't think you were supposed to get delays when you were getting the pictures in or the plays in by picture, but must be the I think it's the first year for that. I mean, this has got to be. They just started doing that in college ball not too long ago. 3:48 is on the clock. And so they mark it down. Now it's fourth down and a long five instead of less than one. And we've got a punt formation. And Saborn is back at about his 20-yard line for the return. Garrett Bundy doing the kicking. It's a decent kick. It didn't turn over. Saborn takes it at the 20. Stutter steps at the 25. Now cuts back, and he's coming near side. Has the 25, and then he gets pushed back. Almost got to the 30. Nice tackle there by Nathaniel Armin, 145-pound junior. So a punt there for Donovan Trumbull, and they were not able to respond to that score. And now Ravenna could really put a nail in it in the first half here, at least, with a drive this time. They've got plenty of time to go, 3 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock. Chambeck dots the eye. Everybody's in tight. They've got a wing, double wing, to the right side. Wilkie is wing left. Saborn calls out the signals. Now Armstrong in motion. They hand off to Chambeck. No, it's on a reverse. It goes to Wilkie on a little crossbuck, and he gets out to the 35-yard line. He had one man to beat. Other than that, if he'd have gotten by Riley Wilfong, he would have gone another 60 yards for a touchdown because there was nothing in back of Wilfong. Good ball handling by both quarterbacks so far. Both quarterbacks have suffered from some penalties that have snipped some promising drives in the bud. The first one was Ravenna's. The last couple have been Donovan Trumbull. So the Bourne keeps after faking this to Schoenbeck, and he'll be nailed back at about the 26-yard line. And again, coming in on that, Williams in on the tackle. No, Cosgrove in on the tackle, as well as Wilfong. And it'll be third down and 3 yards to go for the Ravenna Blue Jays with the ball at the 36-yard line. 2:18, the clock is ticking. Allen's of Hasek's halftime report coming up in a couple of minutes of action. Shotgun. Schoenbeck dots the eye. Double wings now. Wilkie comes in motion right to left. They fake the straight up the middle to Schoenbeck. Saborn keeps it, and they're trying to pull the ball away. Big old Grady Cook there was trying to yank that big skin out of Saborn's hands, as defensive linemen are wont to do, but he didn't let go. It's fourth down and 4 yards to go. Timeout on the field as Brent Breckner will call a timeout for his Cardinals. So with a minute 42 on the clock, until halftime, we'll take a 30-second timeout back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
I'll contribute to that. Adams Central 13, Sydney nothing at the end of one. That's way out west. Probably still high noon out there. Minute 42 to go until halftime. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Get more for your money when you shop at Allens. Punt formation, Saborn standing back inside the 25-yard line. Pfeiffer and Williams in twin safety. Williams will get the call at the 30. Williams accelerates, 35. Corner at 40, 45. Midfield inside the 45, but flags are down. And another nice return by Williams, maybe nullified here with the penalty markers. He had one that went back to the 40-yard line on Donovan Trumbull's first possession. And they got flagged back to the 15. No matter, they went 85 for the touchdown, but he just has not had a good night for teammates not nullifying run back. Yeah, block behind the back is right. Minute and a half to go, and Donovan Trumbull has 90 seconds on the scoreboard to try and get something to salvage in the second quarter. Their proudest moment was with 4:04 to go in the first period when they capped that 85-yard drive on a 3-yard Cosgrove rush into the end zone. The point after was no good. Ravenna responded a little bit later with a touchdown. It was tied at 6, and then their second touchdown, they converted to 2, and that's why it's 14-6. Shotgun Cosgrove, back to pass. Looking in the flat, he's got a man. He drops the ball. Intended for Ian Askey. And that only took about 3 seconds off the clock. Second down, 10 yards to go coming. As Askey comes wide to the right side again. They go wides and slots both ways. Williams will be the lone setback with C.J. Cosgrove, the senior quarterback, who's a good one. Calls out the signals, takes the shotgun, and keeps it himself. Tries to go up the middle, nothing doing. That'll bring up a third and about 8 yards to go. Cosgrove kept it himself. Clock at a minute 15, and they're going to have to go to the air here. Cosgrove was picked off by Saborn a little bit ago, and they converted that interception into a touchdown. That was a 66-yard drive after that interception. Wilkie had a nice grab on a pass from Saborn after it looked like Ravenna was going to self-destruct from the 20. the Bourne pass to the 1 yard line, and Wilkie went up and got it and scored again with the touchdown and the 2-point conversion. Cosgrove goes into the line, not much doing there at all. And it'll be fourth down coming, and Mark Hudson wants a timeout. So Ravenna calls for a timeout with 42 seconds to go. We'll see what they're up to after this 30-second timeout here on The Breeze. 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong in the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't forget, we're on about. You can upload Facebook pictures to our Platte River Preps Facebook page. Facebook, Platte River Preps. Upload your action pictures and view them at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And on Facebook, you can follow us also on Twitter with the scores. Speaking of which, Minden leads Fairbury 19-0 with 7:41 left in the second period. Adams Central now has climbed to 21-0 over Sydney, and we're at 14-6 here. Donovan Trumbull is going to kick it away. They're down by 8 points. And Ravenna has Suborn and Wilkie standing twin safeties at the 30-yard line. Kick is a high one. Suborn looking like he'd like to get it, but it's going to bounce over his head, and he's going to let it go dead. And it goes dead at about the 22-yard line. So a nice punt there. Donovan Trumbull does not want to give up another score. That would be a killer. 32 seconds to go in this first period. They've got to hold the rope. As old Bum Phillips used to say, hold the rope, then tie a knot. First down 10, Ravenna, starting at their 22-yard line. Armstrong comes wide to the right side. Baranek goes wide to the right side. Is Baranek left side, it's Armstrong under center, this time Suborn. He'll drop straight back to pass. He fires long, looking for Baranek, and there's some contact down there, but I don't think that ball was catchable at all, so there was no flags. It only took about 3-4 seconds off the clock, so 27 seconds to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. Platte River Preps scoreboard show coming up after this one on 98.9 FM. CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on KHAS 1230 AM. Five stations strong covering high school sports every Friday night. Platte River Preps football coverage here on Platte River Radio. Under center Suborn. Dotting the eye is Wilkie. One man is wide. Wilkie gets the call out of the tailback position, and he doesn't get much. Gets up to about the 25-yard line. We'll give him three on that. And the clock is going to take away 16 seconds. We may not get another play here. They may not care. Take it to halftime, says Mark Hudson. Take it to halftime with a score of 14-6. The Ravenna Blue Jays in front by 8 over Donovan Trumbull. And so both coaches will go to halftime with some thinking to do. Ravenna needs to know how to put this one away. Donovan Trumbull looking to climb back in it. 14-6, your halftime score. The Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up in 2 minutes here on The Breeze. 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Face it, times are tough, and getting the most out of your money is more of a priority than ever before. By beating competitors' ads and offering thousands of unadvertised in-store savings, Allen's Superstore does just that. Just like this week's specials, get 6 ears of fresh sweet corn for only $2.99. Or Pepsi 12-packs for $9.88 with coupon. Find these specials and more at AllenSuperstore.com. Get more for your buck and shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore. West 2nd Street in Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
Craig Eckert along with Adam Fisher back at Donovan Trumbull High School. The Cardinals, the home team, down by 8. The Ravenna Blue Jays, 14. And the Cardinals are down by 8, 14-6. Allens of Hastings halftime report. Don't forget, when you need your groceries for the week, you haven't got your shopping list done yet, check out the Superstore specials at AllensSuperstore.com. Remember, Allens will beat any competitor's advertised ad, so get more for your money. Shop Allens. You get more Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Here's the way it went in the first half. Ravenna took the opening kickoff and marched 26 yards. And I said march because it was a pretty well-coordinated drive until they encountered a 5-yard penalty. The first one of the season didn't do them any favors. Put them back 5 yards, and then they had to try and pass. And Suborn, the quarterback, was smothered and lost another 4 or 5 yards. It was like second down, third down, and 20 yards to go, and they were not able to overcome that distance. Had to punt it away. C.J. Cosgriff, the senior quarterback for the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, led his team 85 yards, capping that 85-yard drive with a 3-yard run of his own. And with 4:04 to go in the first period, it was Donovan Trumbull with a 6-point lead. 11:07 to go in the second period, though, it was a 70-yard drive that put Ravenna back in the ballgame. Wilkie with a 1-yard run made it 6-6, and neither team converted. And so that's where we stood until Suborn picked off a C.J. Cosgriff pass downfield. The ball was spotted at the 34-yard line of Ravenna, and they marched back some 66 yards and capped off that scoring drive with a 2-point conversion, making it 14-6 right now. In that, Lucas Wilkie had a 19-yard reception, saved the drive. Things were not going well in the red zone for Ravenna at that time, and Suborn cranked up and threw a high pitch down to the 1-yard line. Lucas Wilkie went up and got it. Got a first and goal at the 1, and appropriately enough, he was put in a tailback, took the handoff, scored, and then scored again with the 2-point conversion. So that was a great drive for Lucas Wilkie, and it got Ravenna back where they wanted to be, square up and in the lead over the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals could not come back and answer that score. They had to punt the ball away a couple of times. And Ravenna was unable to score again in the final seconds of the ball game, or of the halftime, I should say. And so that's where we stand right now during the Allens of Hastings halftime report. 14-6, Ravenna with the lead over Donovan Trumbull. We'll come back and get you some new scores and some stats from the half right after this on the Allens of Hastings halftime report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
There are only two stores in the state of Nebraska that carry the Elite Floorscape distinction, and the only one in central Nebraska is B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B Carpet was selected to carry this unique program because of our dedication to service and our commitment to your satisfaction. And being floorscape stores means we can offer you the ultimate selection of Mohawk flooring and special warranties you can't get elsewhere. Discover the floorscape's difference at B&B Carpet and Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
Nailed it.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring, LSR Courser AT, or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. CPI.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Hastings High has is leading Schuyler 27-0. 5 minutes left in the first half. Lincoln Northeast 23-0 over Fremont. And Lincoln Southeast is leading Lincoln Southwest by a 7-6 score. 7-6 score on that. Here on the Islands of Hastings halftime report. Excuse me. I'm going to let Adam Fisher take over with some individual stats here in the first half. A couple of long drives, and how'd that add up, Adam?
Looks like C.J. Cosgrove, he had 12 attempts in the first half for 47 yards. He also did get that touchdown. And Lorenzo Williams, he's got 2 attempts for 18 yards. And Pfeiffer, 3 for 16. And Cosgrove also did have 4 passes, only completed one of those for 3 yards. And also he did throw that interception to Cyborn in that second quarter. Over to Ravenna, Trevor Cyborn, 12 attempts for 49 yards. Lucas Wilkie, 8 attempts for 34 yards. He also did get a touchdown. And Schombach, 7 attempts for 35 yards. And Trace Armstrong, he got 1 attempt for 1 yard. And Cyborn had 3 attempts already passing. Got 23 yards. That was that game-breaking play they had in the second quarter, I believe.
Lights are flickering on here at Donovan Trumbull as the sun sinks slowly in the west. Aurora leading Seward. That's a big game there in Class B. Aurora leading Seward 8-7 in the first. And McCook has a 21-zip lead over Scotts Bluff. And, of course, here at Donovan Trumbull, we're 14-6 with Ravenna leading the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals at this point. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allenssuperstore.com. That's allenssuperstore.com. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. You'll get more of this halftime report coming up right after this. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Face it, times are tough, and getting the most out of your money is more of a priority than ever before. By beating competitors' ads and offering thousands of unadvertised in-store savings, Allen's Superstore does just that. Just like this week's specials, get 6 ears of fresh sweet corn for only $2.99, or Pepsi 12-packs for $9.88 with coupon. Find these specials and more at allensuperstore.com. Get more for your buck and shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore.
West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, let's take care of some housekeeping here. Again, if you have a score that you can share with us, email it to preps, P-R-E-P-S, at kkpr.com. It all starts with PlatteRiverPreps.com. Anytime you don't know what game is on which one of the Platte River radio stations, you go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Right there on the front, we've got the schedule and the links right to the game on the Internet. You can also, of course, listen in on the air. And we're glad you are tonight, no matter where you are, KLIQFM.com or 94.5 FM. We are in Donovan Trumbull High School, and the Ravenna Blue Jays. Donovan Trumbull has to figure out a way to come back and overcome a 14-6 deficit right now. And that's where we stand at halftime on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Let me give you some more scores here. Ord 6, Gothenburg Zip at halftime. Adams Central 21-0 over Sydney halftime. Lincoln Southeast over Southwest 10-6 with 4:11 to go in the half. Hastings 33, Schuyler nothing with 1:19 to go in the first half. If you want to get these scores at the same time we do, make sure you email us your address, preps at kkpr.com. And if you're somewhere that you can share a score, there's a couple of ways to do it. You can text or call. There's a voicemail. You can leave a message, or you can text your score, 308-646-0506. That's 308-646-0506. And that way we can all share what's going on Football Friday night here at Platte River Radio, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll summarize everything with the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on 1230 AM KHS Radio in Hastings, and also HastingsLink.com, as well as the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on 98.9 FM, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, right after the ball games are over, but a little after 9:30 until 11 o'clock. Tonight it'll be with Randy Bushcutter. Josh Jelen will be our regular host. Josh has some family commitments, and so he'll be back in week two as he was last year on Classic Hits 98.9. As I said, Adam Fisher is alongside here doing some fill-in duty, my normal partner for the 2011-2012 football season. Tim Bob Kitzmiller is attending to his ailing mother, who had a car wreck down in Oklahoma, and she got banged up pretty good, and we hope she does well. Our prayers are with him and his family, and hopefully he'll be back next week with us. But Adam Fisher, who works with our marketing staff here at the radio stations, woke up this morning and had no idea that we'd be side by each here in the broadcast. What do you think so far, Adam? What do you think?
You know, I really enjoy, you know, the nice weather, the cool breeze, all these fans out here, the hot dogs smelling really good, all the food. I'm about ready to go run over there and grab me something to eat, but I'll stick around a little longer.
I appreciate that. I tell you what, I'm glad that Adam, a good-looking young fella here, came up to one of the ladies in the crowd and borrowed a pen, because we came up shy, a ballpoint pen. Of all things that we do, technically, you know, we got smartphones, we got cell phones, we got Facebook, we got Twitter. We didn't have enough pens here in the podcast. He saved the day on that. All right, we're coming to the end of the halftime show brought to you by Allens of Hastings. Stay tuned for the second half and check out this week's specials in your local paper or online at AllensSuperstore.com. Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Second half is coming up in a couple of minutes right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Again, it all starts with PlatteRiverPreps.com. That is our homepage for all of the high school coverage, not only for football, but for volleyball and for the upcoming basketball wrestling seasons. Merritt Lawson, our editor-in-chief there, does a great job, and we'd love you to bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com. Collects all the stories from across the state, got the schedules and the scores for every high school in the state. And we're not doing it. The recruits and things like that only. It's if you got a team, you got a page on Platte River Preps. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bookmark it. Platte River Preps scoreboard show coming up after this on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with Randy Bushcutter, and the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show coming up on 12:30 a.m. KHAS radio. After this, lights are bright. Lights are on. Cardinals will get the opening kickoff of the second half here. They just had that halftime choice discussion as Cosgrove comes to the sideline, and we'll see what kind of strategy they have come up with now to climb back into this ball game. The Cardinals are down 14-6, and they're about to receive the kickoff for the second half. Let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll hear that kickoff and the second half of tonight's game coming up. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here we go. Second half of coming under the lights this time. As the ball is teed up and given a ride by Ravenna, taken back at the 10-yard line by Pfeiffer. Gets across the 35 out to the 40. Great run back there by Kenny Pfeiffer of Donovan Trumbull, trying to set the tone for the second half for the Cardinals, who I'm sure want to come back and stake a claim to this ball game early in the going. Ravenna doesn't see it that way. We'll see who wins here, obviously. That's why they play it out. So we're just underway, and Cosgrove is in the gun. He's got wides and slots both ways. Hand off to Williams. Got some running room right side. Cross midfield. Gets a little cut back with the shoulder down. Gets down to the 46-yard line. Williams on the carry. Lorenzo Williams, how many yards did he have, Adam, in that first half?
He had 2 for 18, so that was about, 13 yards or so.
Yeah, he's impressive. If they can get him the ball, he had some nice run backs, both called back on penalty. Shotgun, he'll get the call again. That time he's tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. Shooting in there for Ravenna. Nice defensive play by Michael Steele, 220-pound defensive lineman for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 11:28 on the clock here in the third period. It's running, and so are the Cardinals. They haven't passed since that interception in the first half. Trips wide right. Williams in motion. They run into each other, Dukoskop and Williams. Williams takes off on the left side. Got a little running room. He turns the corner. Penalty markers down. As he gets inside the 40 to the 39-yard line, but let's sort things out here. Two penalty markers came down just as Williams was scooting across the left side of the field. It was kind of a sloppy start to that as Cosgrove and Williams couldn't get untangled, and that probably cost Williams a step or two. Holding against the Cardinals on that play. It strung out a long way, and a lot of people grabbing just to keep their blocks. So instead of second and 10, they're going to mark it back inside the 50, and it'll start at the 46-yard line. 46-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. Cosgrove in the gun, trips to the right side, fires out into the flat, complete, up to the 45, or down to the 45-yard line, 43-yard line on that. Cameron Sinner was the recipient of that. He's a senior wideout. Saborn in on the tackle that time. And now Cosgrove looks back. He has Pfeiffer in the backfield with him. Wides both ways. In fact, trips to the left side. And one wide to the right side. Shotgun. They go out into the flat, and the ball is caught, but not for much of a gain. The receiver, Jared Linneman, maybe even lost a half a yard on it. It'll be fourth down and about 7 yards to go. Fourth and seven. Donovan Trumbull trying to get something going here in the third quarter, but can't. They're going to turn it over on a punt. Cosgrove is going to punt it away. And Wilkie is back at the 15, as well as Saborn. And now it's going to be a fake. Cosgrove takes it, fires, and the ball is almost interception, then almost caught. Wilkie came up on it, couldn't hang on to it, and had a chance to be caught by Kobe Schirmer, looks like. And he was not able to hang on, so it goes as an incompleted pass, not a turnover, not a punt, but a first down, turnover on downs, we'll call it officially. A turnover on downs, and Ravenna will pick it up at their own 44-yard line. Saborn has a full house backfield, inverted stack backfield, and he keeps it himself, tries to work down the line, and there's nothing doing there. In fact, he lost again about a half a step. He had too many, kind of went into that reverse diamond thing that Oklahoma ran last year a little bit. Had some wingbacks in tight over the guards instead of the tackles. And Wilkie dotted the I, and in the middle of all that was Saborn. And they sort of do it again. Two men up, Saborn in the middle, and Schenbeck the tailback. They fake it to him, and Saborn has the whistle blown dead. Penalty markers on the field with 9:15 to go in the third. And Ravenna, trying to build on a 14-6 lead, gets a penalty. Both offenses have had some key penalties at really bad times. Both offenses really do look like if they can reel it off without the penalties, they will be good. Bob Jensen at Huskerland Prep has both of these teams rated about number two in their respective districts in C2, 7 and 8. Hand off this time. Ball goes down the line as, let's see here, who got that handoff? It was Saborn keeping himself. It was not a handoff, but I was looking more at the penalty markers that are down. And we're probably going to have a hold here on Ravenna. So Ravenna, two consecutive plays, two consecutive penalties marching the wrong way. So instead of second down and 15, it'll be second down and a bunch more. Let's see where the hold was. Second down and about 21. The ball will be spotted all the way inside the 30-yard line for Ravenna. A holding call. Holy smokes, it's more than that. It's second down and about 25 yards to go. Second and 25. Saborn, with his work cut out for him, stands at his 25-yard line. Passes in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. That was Storm Rathay Hoffman. And it'll bring up third down and 25 yards to go, as that should have been caught, frankly, and went in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. So Saborn huddles up his team. A couple of people come in from the sideline delivering the play. If you're just joining us, the Cardinals have taken to that new system of the pictures on the sideline that nobody can really understand. I don't know. I probably have to take a course on that, but I don't know. No one else does. But the Ravenna Blue Jays still use the shuttle system. Wilkie in motion. Saborn rolls right side. Looking, pulls it down now. Got some running room out to the 40, but he's nowhere near a first down. Trevor Saborn is tackled by Garrett Bundy. Bundy on the far sideline, so they force a punt now for the Blue Jays. And Saborn, who has been doing the kicking, is going to stand back inside his 30-yard line. And it'll be Pfeiffer and Williams in twin safety at the 20-yard line of the Cardinals. We'll see what kind of kick and coverage Saborn will get here. Under the lights, calls out the signals. Low snap, but he controls it. Line drive kick, good one, because it kind of coffin corners over to the near sideline. And it has to be picked up inside the 5 by Pfeiffer. He'll take it the other way now, up to the 25-30. Pfeiffer did a great job of making something out of nothing there. That was a terrible situation to be in as he was kind of in the corner, trying to come out and succeeded in passing one wall of Ravenna defenders and got out to about the 25-yard line. So kudos to Pfeiffer there on saving the day field position-wise for the Cardinals. Nice kick by Saborn. Really nice kick. That was a tough one to handle. 7:47 to go, third period. Flag is down on that. And it's going to be against Ravenna. Face mask against the Ravenna Blue Jays. And talk about another critical penalty at a critical time. But you know what? For week one, been pretty clean. Been pretty clean for week one. You know, you're coming off the summer camps. The legs are a little bit heavy. Focus in and out. Trying to get back into the game conditions. Nice night for football, but still is week one. And we've had a few penalties, but really nothing like we've seen in other week ones, or week zeros, I guess you call it. All right, so they're going to take the yardage, and that's going to bring the field position for the Donovan Cardinals all the way up to the 39-yard line. Donovan Trumbull gets the ball at their 39-yard line. A little bit of a break there, and they haven't had many lately. Shotgun formation. I think we got a new quarterback. We do have a new quarterback in there. I'll get you his name in a second. Hand off to Williams, goes to the left side, tries to cut back, got nothing. Held back for 3 yards. Nathaniel Armand is in at quarterback for Cosgrove. Do you see Cosgrove injured at all? I don't. But then again, I don't see him. So let's... Cosgrove had gone at quarterback unless he's in at another position that I don't see. But Armand is in at quarterback, and it's a shotgun. He's got wides both ways. Pfeiffer, the slot man to the left side, comes to the near side. They hand it off straight up the middle as the quarterback keeps it. And Armand gets all the way up to the 50-yard line. That time, some good trickeration by Armand. And it'll be third down and about 2 yards to go. There's Cosgrove down there. He's standing up. He's not hurt. Maybe they're just want to let him get a look at what the field looks like from the sideline there, get a little better feel for the game. Armand is a junior, 145-pounder, has a shotgun with Kenny Pfeiffer behind him, and now a timeout is going to have to be called. Timeout for Donovan Trumbull. So there you got a youngster in there. They call a timeout. 6:35 to go third. Your score continues at Ravenna, 14 and Donovan Trumbull 6. From Donovan, we'll be back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring, LSR Courser, AT, or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime, Axtell leads Arapahoe. Halftime, Arapahoe and Axtell are tied at 6. St. Paul with a 14-zip lead over Broken Bow. and Crete beating Grand Island Northwest near the halftime 20-16. Here we're at 14-6. Ravenna has led most of the way since late in the second quarter. Armin, the new quarterback, flips back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer cuts back across the 50 to the 45-yard line, gets the first down. And the Cardinals, with a new leader at the controls, are moving the chains. 39-yard line is where this one started. And now they're down to the 46-yard line of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Fresh quarterback, Armin. Quarterback in the gun. Two wides to the left, three to the left side. And Armin will keep the ball, steps up to about the 45, and he's hammered there. That'll be good for maybe a half-yard gain. In on the tackle for Ravenna, Tyler Douglas on that. And second down coming, just under. Shotgun formation. And the handoff goes to Pfeiffer. He breaks through into the secondary. Pfeiffer at the 20, 10. Out of bounds just outside the 10-yard line. Kenny Pfeiffer, can he pick him up and lay him down? He squirted through there and got into the secondary. And he almost went all the way to pay dirt, but he kept the drive alive. And now in the red zone deeply, the Cardinal Red of Donovan Trumbull, 5:42 on the third quarter clock. Armin has breathed some life into this offense here for Donovan Trumbull. He stands in the shotgun. He's got trips wide to the left side. Fires over left side. Into the flat. Got a man at the 10, and he's dragged down immediately. That was Cameron Sinner, the intended receiver, or the receiver. And he was tackled there immediately by Ravenna. That was Schombeck over there making the tackle. Clock running at 5:25 to go. Pictures come up. Quarterback looks over, and so does everyone as they know now what the play is. They have a slot man to left and right. They send Williams in motion. He'll get the carry off the right side, cuts back after fighting off a tackler, gets inside the 11-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down. A third down, I'm going to call it maybe 6 yards to go. Third down and six. The ball is spotted right at the 10. Now the Cardinals have to get inside the 5. They have to get to the 4-yard line for a first down. Of course, they are 10 yards away from 6. Armin has Williams standing next to him in the shotgun. Wides both ways, back to pass. Pumps, now has to scramble around. Armin fires into the end zone. It is incomplete. Intended over there for Ian Askey.
Ian Askey. Fourth down, six. Cardinal.
Ian Askey, the intended receiver, was, I think, probably out of the end zone, way in the back of the end zone, as it's getting a little tougher to see here with the dusk approaching here. And now it's going to be fourth down. They got to go for it. Fourth down, about 6 yards to go for the first down. Armin takes the snap. Now has to scramble around and fires, and the ball is right into the hands of Lucas Wilkie. Pickoff. Second turnover on interceptions for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Wilkie that time. Saborn had the other one. And so a decent drive by the Cardinals is snuffed out by the heads-up Ravenna Blue Jays. The Blue Jays offensively haven't done much since 5:07 to go in the first half. But defensively, they have snuffed out two drives by interceptions, one by Wilkie just there, Saborn earlier in the first half. They're deep in their own territory. Ravenna starting inside the 10, shotgun formation. Has one man in motion, that's Wilkie. Saborn hands off to Schembeck, who goes straight ahead, and he gets some good yardage. Keeps the legs driving, gets outside the 10 to the 12-yard line. That's Schembeck. Ravenna starting at their own 10-yard line. Clock at 3:59 to go in the third. And an I formation. As the ball is spotted outside the 10 now, Saborn is under center with the I. And a penalty marker comes down. If this is going to be against Ravenna, that's a bad time. And it is. Procedural call, a false start against the Blue Jays, and that will mark the ball back inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. They wind the clock. 3:39 to go in the third. Ravenna ahead here, but they can't afford to do anything stupid and turn it over. They've got to drive and get the field position turned around again if they can. Cardinals look pretty good on their last drive. Under center, Suborn. Hand off to the tailback. That's Wilkie this time. He'll fall across the 12-yard line. And Wilkie has done a good job every time he's been there at tailback. They've used him mostly in the red zone at tailback. That time they're in quite the opposite, down inside their own 20 instead of their opponent's 20-yard line. 3:05. 14-6 is your score. Ravenna is on top. They've got the ball. They're deep in their own territory, though, after an interception by Lucas Wilkie shut off a score, an attempted score by the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Shotgun, Suborn. Wilkie in motion. Handoff goes to Shambaxter. No, Suborn will keep the ball, goes right side, and gets across the 15-yard line. I think he's got a first down. I think he has a first down. And Ravenna would like that because they don't want to be punting back there from their own 5-yard line. Cardinals look way too good on that last series to give them good field position. So now it's first and 10 and about the 17 or 18-yard line of Ravenna. As they get a fresh set of downs, and the sticks now indicate 28 is the yard line that they have to get to for the first. Suborn in the gun. An inverted diamond formation. Handoff this time to Shambach. He's got some running room as he cuts across the 30 to the 35-yard line out of the tailback position with plenty of blocking up front. He darn near broke it all away. 36-yard line is where they spot the ball, and that's enough for another first down for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Clock will start as soon as the chains move with 2:18 to go here in the third period of play. Now they wind it. And Ravenna comes to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun for Suborn. The diamond formation again, and the handoff is not going to be made. He'll keep it himself out to the 40-yard line. Suborn is sneaky, man. He keeps that ball hidden. I thought Shambeck, for all intents and purposes, was going to be the ball carrier. He put it in his belly, kept it, kind of wrapped it around, almost kind of like a reverse Statue of Liberty kind of handoff. Kind of hooked it out of there, and he got about 5 yards. Second down. Call it 4 yards. Second down, about 6 yards to go now for Ravenna. As the clock is down to a minute and 30 seconds to go in the third, time is on their side. Suborn, shotgun. One man in back of him, and that is Wilkie, and he'll get the call. And Wilkie on the crossbuck has about 2-3 yards over the right side. He's stopped over there by Donovan Trumbull's Jared Linneman. And it'll bring up a third down and 3. So there's no bad news here for Ravenna, assuming they avoid any turnover, because even if they have to punt, at least they are out to the 44-yard line instead of having to punt deep inside their own territory. But they're close to a first down here now. Handoff goes to the tailback this time. That is Shambeck. He's got the first down. Shambeck to the 50-yard line and just stretches, scooches the ball just inside the 50-yard line. So they're inside the 50 and to about the 49-yard line. And we're under a minute to play in the third period. Clock down under 40 seconds, as a matter of fact. Suborn with two blockers in front of him in that diamond formation. Shambeck, tailback, takes the pitch, right side, cuts back, got a first down and almost broke it. At the 35, hanging on for dear life there was the tackler, I believe, let me see here, I think that was Ben Turner. No, it wasn't either. It was Jeff Utek. Jeff Utek was hanging on there, and had he let go, Shambeck would be doing the touchdown dance right now, if they allowed that. Shotgun, first down, though, and Suborn picks his way to the line of scrimmage and not much more. So Trevor Suborn is going to run off the clock here in the third period on that keeper, and we'll end the third with a 14-6 lead for Ravenna over the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. From Donovan, You're listening to High School Football on Platte River Radio, KLIQ 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. Back in 1 minute.
Insure your game, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Ravenna. Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Upload photos from whatever game you're at this weekend, whatever sport. It's PlatteRiverPreps.com on Facebook. Facebook, Platte River Preps. Like us and upload those photos. We'd love to see them. Hastings leading Schuyler by a 40-0 lead in the third period. Southeast of Lincoln over Southwest, 17-6 in the third. And McCook leading Scottsbluff 21-7. Minden over Fairbury, 32-0. Exeter Milligan, 64. Lawrence Nelson, nothing. That's in the third. Got a tight one here, kind of yet. Ravenna in the lead and driving. Second down. And Saborn has a penalty called. Not on him, however. It was a false start on the line, I think. And so that's going to mark it back 5 yards. And the second down, instead of being 9 yards to go, will be second down and about 14 as we enter the fourth quarter play here at Donovan Trumbull High School in Donovan, Nebraska. On a great night. Well, didn't it seem dicey earlier today? Like, are we going to have thunderstorms? What's going to happen? And then what an amazing night for football. Saborn, shotgun, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, goes right side, can't find a cutback, but then he powers across the 35 down to the 30-yard line. He was looking for some open space, couldn't find it. He just started to do the old spin thing, put the shoulder down and kept driving, and Trevor Saborn gets it down to the 33-yard line. Brings up a third down and still about 7 to go. Remember, they had a long way to go because of the penalties there. Saborn in the gun. He's got two men on in back of the tackles in front of him. And Chambeck is the tailback. He fakes it to him, keeps it himself, and he's going to get close to the first down. I've got a bad angle, so I'm not going to tell you if he got it or not. I don't know. I don't think so. Referee doesn't either. Fist goes in the air. That's fourth down. Fourth down and a strong 3 yards to go for Ravenna's Blue Jays. Tyler Saborn at the controls has taken the last two carries and put his team within the possibility of converting and keeping this drive alive. And if they do that, it's going to be a tough road to hoe for Cardinals. Handoff goes to Schambeck, and he'll power his way inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. That'll be good enough for a Blue Jay first down. Thanks for being with us tonight, week zero of high school football. A lot of people looked up this morning and said, really? High school football, week zero? Here we are, not even Labor Day yet. An abbreviated schedule, but we'll have CPI Mr. Tire's scoreboard show on 1230 a.m. KHAS and the Platte River Preps scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9 following this one. So either stick with us for some more music or get on over to the scores at those two locations. Saborn, shotgun. Schambeck in the backfield with him, won't get the call. Saborn is going to be hauled down by his opposite number, C.J. Cosgrove, in the backfield. And he'll lose a couple of yards. And so it'll be second down and 12 yards to go on that ill-fated scramble. But frankly, as long as they've got the ball and the clock is running, Ravenna is still up top by 8 points. Cardinals still have to get a touchdown and a two-point conversion at least to tie the score. So the two-pointer isn't going to put them out front at all. They're down 14-6. I formation, Chambeck the tailback. Saborn fakes it to him, keeps it himself, gets some running room, and he's tripped up inside the 16 to about the 15-yard line.
Carried by number three, Trevor Saborn, brought down by number 21.
And let's see where they exactly spot the ball.
Saborn's hurt.
Saborn is down. Saborn is down, and I'm not going to make any speculation here. Let's take a timeout here. 60-second timeout for the injury to Saborn. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. Back in 60.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
There are only two stores in the state of Nebraska that carry the Elite Floorscape distinction, and the only one in central Nebraska is B&B Carpet in Donovan. B&B Carpet was selected to carry this unique program because of our dedication to service and our commitment to your satisfaction. And being Floorscape stores means we can offer you the ultimate selection of Mohawk flooring and special warranties you can't get elsewhere. Discover the Floorscape's difference at B&B Carpet in Donovan, the area's only Floorscape store.
Nailed it.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
You know what? Next week, right here on The Breeze 94.5, you're going to have some Big Red football as well. The season opener, Saturday. Saturday is game day on The Breeze 94.5 FM right here. Wow, what an exciting season this is going to be, getting the Huskers in the Big Ten. All right, Saborn looked like he had a cramp, and now Baranek is in at quarterback. He'd been a wide receiver earlier. And so at this critical time, third and three, Baranek will hand off to Chambeck, and Chambeck does what teammates are supposed to do. They step up, and they take the ball, and they get the first down. Chambeck gets the first down inside the 15-yard line. Or did he? Now, wait a minute. Let's see. They say, no, he didn't. So it's going to be fourth down in inches, though, so it's a manageable. Garden County leading Southwest, 42-0. Gothenburg over Gothenburg trailing Ord, 6-0 after three. Some other scores coming in here. Hastings High, 47. Schuyler, nothing. Mike Will with the call on that one. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter on that one from Schuyler. Minden was in control of Fairbury last we checked with Doug Duda and Tony Davis. All right, they're measuring here. But truly, with Baranek in taking over for Saborn at quarterback, Connor Baranek is a 175-pound wide receiver by trade, but obviously one of the backup quarterbacks. He is also a senior. And he handed the ball off to Chambeck, and Chambeck, as I said, stepped up, got the hole. Not quite the first down, but it sets up a fourth down and a sneak away from a first down here. Let's see what they do. Bronick's a big guy. Maybe they'll sneak it.
Yep. Do or die time here for Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan's got a hole here. They got to do something, but they're not going to sneak it. It's going to be a shotgun. Bronick in the gun. Chambeck is the tailback. Armstrong in motion. The handoff goes to Chambeck. He's got the first down and the touchdown. Untouched into the end zone. Chambeck adds six more, and it is 20-6 in favor of Ravenna. That was a 90-yard drive. It started with a turnover. A turnover on Donovan Trumbull, and Lucas Wilkie stepped up and got a interception at the 10-yard line. And they've had the ball ever since. That was a while ago. A 90-yard drive capped by Schombeck. And Schombeck, last two big carries, got the Blue Jays into the end zone. And now he's going to do the kicking. He's a left-footed kicker. The ball is up. And the ball is wide
right.
Wide right, I guess.
Right.
But it looked good to me, but I'm not down on the field. And so your score remains Ravenna 20 and Donovan 6. Donovan needs to respond here. They have 9 minutes and 3 seconds to do so. We'll see if it happens in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Ravenna has just scored, and it is Donovan Trumbull going to take the kickoff. Williams standing back inside his 10-yard line. He can scoot if he gets it. Boy, he'd like to go the distance on this and shorten up the score and the scoreboard clock as well. He gets the call at the 15. Williams 20, 25. Williams is going to be stood up at the 30-yard line by a whole bunch of blue and white. Armstrong is there first, celebrating on that one. Brady Standage also in on the stop. But it's still decent field position for Donovan Trumbull. Williams has got a lot of talent. I'll tell you what, they put this whole thing together. And they're going to have a decent offense and a good year. They had a winning season last year, first playoff win in 17 years for Donovan Trumbull. Now back in is Cosgrove. He fakes the handoff to Williams and will keep it himself and goes into the line for a yard or so. Cosgrove was spelled last series by Armin, and I don't know why. As I said, he may have just pulled out just to kind of get a glance at what the game is like from the sideline, get a little perspective on it. They do that from time to time. He'll take the snap himself, goes right side on the keeper, and Cosgrove gets a first down, and he's going to get much more. About 3 or 4 yards beyond the chains, it looks like. So Cosgrove picks up the first down, keeps the drive alive, and with 8:23 to go, they've got a scoot to conserve time and grab some points back. Now, over on the far sideline, we've got a man down. I'm not sure if that's Cosgrove or not. With warm weather, this is not an unusual scene to see players cramping up, especially at this time of the game, and especially at this level where they play most of the game on offense and defense. It is not unusual at all. Probably the worst thing you can do is try and walk it off and maybe strain or tear a muscle. Best thing to do is lay on the ground and let somebody straighten you out a little bit, get some fluids, and live to battle another day.
It does look
8:23 on the clock. Okay, so Cosgrove is down. We're on a timeout. Let's take a 30 here. Let's take a 30-second timeout. Back with more football action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring, LSR Courser, AT, or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Shotgun formation, and it is Pfeiffer in motion. They fake the handoff to him. That's Armin back in at quarterback now for the Cardinals. As Cosgrove came up with, we think, is simply a muscle cramp, as Saborn did earlier. And both young men appear to be okay, or will be okay, but hot weather, exercise, lack of fluids, or losing fluids, and you're going to end up with that. Shotgun formation now. And again, Armin will keep it himself, goes left side, and he'll be stood up and flipped over at about the line of scrimmage. But a penalty marker comes in, and that stops the clock at 7:47 to go. 7:47 to go in this week zero game. first week game. This is the first week game. Then next week they can call it week one. I just hate week zero. It just sounds like these guys are playing hard out there. Can't say it's week zero.
Holding on the Cardinals.
All right, back to the 35-yard line as the Cards get tagged for holding, and it's going to bring up a second down and 20 yards to go. Ireland is still in the backfield. Calls out the signals. Pfeiffer's back there with him, and he fires out in the flat, and it is caught, but not for much. It is caught over there by Ian Askey, and then a flag comes in later. Now, Askey took the ball, squared his shoulders upfield, but he was immediately tackled, and he is down now, maybe with a cramp. Let's see. He's very slow getting up. And I think the trainers on both sides of the field are thinking this is going to be a long rest of the fourth quarter if we're going to keep doing this. So let's take a minute here. Timeout on the field. Your score is Donovan Trumbull 20. Ravenna, try that again. Ravenna 20, Donovan Trumbull 6. You're listening to, I think I just cramped up. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com. Back in a half minute.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
And handing off to Williams, coming to the near side across midfield. And Williams is stopped again at the line of scrimmage. Ravenna just has kind of a no-tolerance policy there at that line of scrimmage. Coming up and making that tackle for Ravenna, Brandon Rogers again, the 220-pound defensive line senior. Cosgrove back in the field. And Williams stands by him. He'll get the call. No, he'll keep it. Cosgrove will keep it, and again, stopped at the line of scrimmage, but he falls forward and probably enough for a first down. That converts the third and two to a first and 10. Cosgrove, the starting quarterback, back into the ball game for the Cardinals. He had been out for a play or two because of a cramp in either the thigh or the calf. Spread formation, Williams in motion. They give him the ball, trying to go right side, and he'll immediately be tackled by Shambeck. He loses the ball, and I think Cosgrove got over to cover it. He did. They wind the clock, 6:39 to go in this one. And Ravenna enjoying a 20-6 lead, and Donovan not. Definitely not enjoying this one. I was kind of surprised you, Mark Hudson, in the pregame show. The sun will rise tomorrow if Donovan Trumbull wins this one. But right now, they're going to have to go some to do so. Shotgun formation, trips left side, back to pass. Cosgrove fires in the flat. He's got a man, and he drops the ball. Creighton Buehler dropped the ball, a 170-pound tight end. And it'll be third down and 12 yards to go. Third and 12 coming. Little confusion there because the down and distance guy said second. I knew it was third, and now they flipped it. All right, shotgun again for Cosgrove. Trips left side. Back to pass. Cosgrove fakes one way. Now he tries to set up a little inside screen. Nothing doing. Ball is on the ground, and it was a forward pass. But Ravenna went after it just in case. 6:06, clock stops. It'll bring up third down. No, I was right before it. Third down. Now that would be fourth down and 13 to go. And I'm not sure what I would do at this point if I was Brett Breckner, who's been very successful in getting this program turned in the right direction. They went into the playoffs and won a game for the first time in 17 years last year. They've won games. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about playoff games here. So they're going to go for it. Shotgun. Cosgrove back in the gun, looks downfield. He's got to go for 14 yards. He fires, he's got it! He's kind of goes in and out of the hands of Armin. Armin, if he'd have hung on, would have had the first down. Cosgrove would have been a hero on that series. But instead, it'll turn over on downs. And now, Ravenna will get the ball back. They are in their own territory. And the ball will be spotted at the 46-yard line. Ravenna, at their own 46, have 6 minutes and 1 second to do as they see fit here, as long as it isn't turning the ball over. Baranek comes wide to the right side. He's a big guy. He must be from one of them basketball-playing Baraneks, huh? Shotgun formation. Saborn is in the shotgun. He'll keep it himself, and he cuts upfield across the 50-yard line, falls forward to the 49-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. And the clock is now down at 5:50 to go here in the game. We'll have a brief post-game report, and then we'll invite you to join us either on KHAS 1230 AM for the Mr. Tire scoreboard show or on 98.9 FM for the Platte River Prep scoreboard show. Remember, anytime you need to know where we are going to be for any of the sports that we cover in high school, football, basketball, wrestling, volleyball, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bookmark it. We'll have the links right on the front page. It could take you right there on the Internet or let you know where to set the radio dial. Shotgun formation. Handoff is to Shambeck. And Shambeck has squirts forward. Gets a nice yardage inside first down territory. Let's see where they spot his knee. And they gave the knee a pretty good spot there. He's down to the 42-yard line. And that's enough for a first down. Shambeck, again, he's having a great second half. He has been some consistency here where Ravenna has needed it because of the cramp that Saborn suffered, and he just took the reins in his mouth and got them into the end zone to make it 20-6 on their last drive, which was 90 yards. Saborn keeps the ball now, goes right side, and a penalty marker's down. He'll cut inside to the 30-yard line, still got on his feet at the 25, down to the 23. Trevor Saborn. We've got a Ravenna Blue Jay down upfield. We've got Laundrie on the field. That's Shambeck who's down, but he's getting up. And now we'll see what the penalties are all about. Because the flags are all about the field. 4:40 to go in this one. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you got a score that you can share with us, 308-646-0506. Or send it in to preps at kkpr.com. Gothenburg trailing Ord 12-0. 20-, that's our score. Let me get one we don't know. Kearney is leading Columbus 21-12 in the third period. And Giltner is laying it on Shelby 62-8. Giltner is going to roll on again this year, beginning the third quarter. Lincoln Southeast over Southwest 17-12. And I think we gave you that Adams Central score, 28-0. They're leading Sydney. More scores after this one on KHAS, CPI, Mr. Tire, or Classic Hits 98.9, Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show. First and 22 after the step-off. Thanks to all of our sponsors here today, by the way. Give a shout-out to them here in a moment. If I can find my shout-out script, I'd do that. Of course, Allen's of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore, our halftime sponsor. 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings for the starting lineups. New Tech Seed in the pregame show. And a lot of our Donovan Trumbull and Ravenna sponsors as well. All right, now they've marked the ball all the way back. Remember those flags I mentioned about 10 minutes ago? They marked the ball all the way back, all the way back inside the 50. So it's first down and about 25 to go for Ravenna. They don't care. Time's on their side. They give it to Lucas Wilkie, and he scoots back up to the 45-yard line. So he gets nice yardage back. Lucas Wilkie, who's really been a potent force coming off of that I-back position.
Well, Blue
And it'll be second down and call it 12 yards to go for the Blue Jays, as again, time is on their side with a 14-point lead here late in the game. Shotgun Suborn. Armstrong in motion, right to left. Handoff goes to Wilkie. Now remember, Chamber came up a little late in the last series there. He may be knocked off. And now it looks like we've got a fumble. Wilkie had the ball squirt out from him, and Donovan Trumbull will recover that fumble.
Looks like Ian Askey picked it up.
I'm sorry, who?
Ian Askey.
Askey got the fumble recovery. And Donovan Trumbull has some life here. If not a long one, 3:46 to go in the ball game. 20 to 6, they're down, but they've got some life here. Shotgun formation, spread formation, back to pass. Cosgrove fires all the way downfield. Got no one. He overthrew the field. He had a couple of guys there that were kind of in the area code, but that's about the best that can be said about it. Jared Linneman was down there, and Jeff Utecht, I believe, also streaking downfield, but Cosgrove overthrew all of them. And it'll be second down and 10 yards to go. Second and 10, 3:41 to go. Clock stop. Now shotgun starts again as Cosgrove rolls, scrambles, rolls, and now he's going to be tackled for a loss way back inside the 40-yard line. He could not get any positive real estate. He couldn't get time to look downfield. He might have had Cameron Sinner free down the left sideline, but there was no way in the world he was going to see him. As the clock continues now with 3:10 to go in this one. KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island. Husker football next week right here. Shotgun, Cosgrove, back to pass. Fires. He's got a man, and it's going to be interference. Interference on Wilkie as Jeff Utecht was the intended receiver. We'll see what they do with that one as far as down and distance is concerned. The flag is way up at the 41-yard line. They're going to go back to the line of scrimmage and mark it. Okay, the line of scrimmage was back at the 40. So they're going to mark it from the line of scrimmage. And in high school, I think that's just a straight 15.
Yep.
So that's 5, that's 10, and that is 15. And that's going to give him 15 yards and an automatic first down. And the ball is at the 46-yard line of Ravenna. 46 of Ravenna. Shotgun Cosgrove. Keeps it himself, comes near side. CJ cuts inside and gets to the 39-yard line. Cosgrove missed a series or two once because he was taken out. I mean, I don't know, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Sometimes coaches will simply take a player out and let him look from the sideline, get a perspective on the game. And then he was banged up with a strained muscle. Shotgun and the pitch goes far side. Kenny Pfeiffer gets good yardage and down inside the 25-yard line. So Donovan Trumbull with a first down and 10 to go in the red zone, 2:30 to go in this ball game. Not quite the red zone, just inside the 30. Shotgun. Cosgrove keeps it himself, plugs closer to the red zone inside the 25. 2:21 to go. Clock is running. But no one is running from this stadium. All the fans are glued to their seats on both sides. Steele gets credit on that tackle. Shotgun again. And back to pass. Rolling to his left is Cosgrove. Now he comes back. Rolling to his right. Pulls it down. He'll keep it. Going for the sticks. He's got a first down. Knocked out of bounds. He's inside the 15-yard line. Inside the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 to go. For Donovan Trumbull, down by 14 points here. Now they're going to have to get two somewhere along the line here. So if they score, they may go for two. And if they don't, they got to score again and go for two anyhow. They got to score first, though. Cosgrove, shotgun, trips wide right. Now coming to the near side is Williams. Oh, and the ball is on the ground. Cosgrove has to fall on it back at the 21-yard line. Williams and Cosgrove had a couple of mix-ups earlier, and they just cut that handoff so closely because, frankly, to be effective, you've got to be next to the other guy. You can't let the ball be exposed to the defense so they know who has it. So they've got to come up close to one another and hide that ball. But too close is not good because then you start knocking the ball away from each other. Shotgun again, Cosgrove. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, goes right into the line and gets about 3 or 4 yards. And that's all she wrote there. Clock stops at a minute 19 momentarily. Timeout. Timeout is being taken by Donovan Trumbull now. With a third down and a little longer than 10 yards to go. We're going to take a timeout ourselves. We'll get you some scores here in 30 seconds on KLIQ. The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Minden, Clobber, and Fairbury, 41-0 late in that game. North Platte over Lincoln, 21-14 in the second half. Let's see here. What was that one? The Lincoln game, we got a note here. They have 8,500 people at the Lincoln. Which one was that?
Lincoln Southeast.
Northeast, Southeast, 8,500 people at that
one. Southwest, Southeast.
Back to pass, Cosgrove. He's got a man! Touchdown on a crossing pattern! What a nice pitch and catch. Cameron Sinner on the reception, and it is 20-12. Beautiful 17-yard scoring pass. As he did the slant in, and Sinner takes it in from 17. A beautiful pitch by Cosgrove. And now, with 20-12 the score, they're going to try to make it 20-14. Two-point attempt coming up. Cosgrove has a man in motion. That's Williams. Back to pass. Fires for Williams. He's got the ball. He's got the 2 points. And now it is 20-14. Coming up, an onside kick. I'll bet you right after this on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com and the World Wide Web. Back in a half minute.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Oh, we got a good one here, 20-14. Ravenna on top of Donovan Trumbull, and C.J. Cosgrove just threw a frozen rope to Sinner on a post pattern for the score, the two-point conversion by Williams, and it is now 20-14. Wow.
Looks like they're lined up in the regular kicking formation. Maybe that's how they
do it. Well, we'll see. Unless they go for the pooch and the extra bounce. And
like
maybe you're asking too much of a high school kicker. I don't know. Now, to me, it looks like they're doing something a little bit different here. They want the ball back immediately. There's your onside. It's an end-over-end. It jumps up, and Baronic has it, falls on it. Baronic, one of the hands team up front there. And he fell on it. And for all intents and purposes now, unless there's a turnover, Ravenna has this thing wrapped up. We'll see. But with a minute 16, they've got a six-point lead. And, boy, are they glad that they got that second touchdown earlier. That second touchdown that Chambak scored. That second touchdown that Chambak scored with the reserve quarterback in when Saborn was suffering from some leg cramps. They're glad they got that one. Minute 16 to go now. Baranek goes wide to the left side. Armstrong isn't sure where to line up, and so he's facing some wrath from across the way from his coach. And I think they're going to call a timeout. I think that's Ravenna on the timeout. So we'll take 30 here. Ravenna hanging on 20-14, but Donovan Trumbull wants the ball back, and they want to tie it up. We'll see if they do in 30 seconds here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, on the World Wide Web.
There are only two stores in the state of Nebraska that carry the elite floorscape distinction, and the only one in central Nebraska is B&B Carpet in Donovan. B&B Carpet was selected to carry this unique program because of our dedication to service and our commitment to your satisfaction. And being floorscape stores means we can offer you the ultimate selection of Mohawk flooring and special warranties you can't get elsewhere. Discover the floorscape's difference at B&B Carpet in Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
Nailed it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Jays have a first and 10. They're back on their 42-yard line. I formation. Saborn drops the ball, picks it up, tries to make something out of it. And basically he hung on to the ball because he got knocked back for about a 2-yard loss. We're talking about that Lincoln game. Lincoln Southeast leading Lincoln 17-12, 12 minutes to go. And 8,500 people there at that game in Lincoln. Wow. How about that? Aquinas leading Weeping Water, 35-0. Crete over Grand Island Northwest, 35-16, starting in the fourth quarter. If you like these scores, hey, we'll make more. CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show after this on 1230 AM KHAS Radio and HastingsLink.com, and also the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.com. But first, we got to finish this one. But it may be that we join one of our other games on the air. We've got Hastings High and Schuyler. Hastings in control of that one. We've got Minden and Fairbury on Classic Hits, and Fairbury was in control of that one. And we had Adams Central and Sydney, and Adams Central was in control of that one. So we may pick up one of those games after this before your scoreboard shows. But we'll find one of them. Second down, 12 to go. But point being, stay here. And a handoff. Nope, he's going to keep it himself. Saborn's trapped in the backfield. He'll lose another two or three more. But remember, when he gets trapped back there, the clock continues to run. So now Donovan Trumbull, if they get the ball back, is going to have way under a minute to run their offense. 51 seconds right now, and Ravenna is taking their sweet time. They've got third down. They've got 15 to go. They're back there talking, I don't know, as long as they possibly can. Whatever you can talk about in the huddle to kill some time, that's what they're doing, because they're now at 30 seconds in this ball game. Saborn keeps the ball right side, can't find the cutback, doesn't care, falls down. There's 23 seconds to go in this ball game, and I don't think Donovan Trumbull has any more times out. I don't think Donovan Trumbull can stop the clock, or they would have by this time.
10 seconds, I think they're just going to run out the clock.
5 seconds, that's your ball game. Ravenna, with a nice performance. Donovan Trumbull with some inspiration in the last portion. A very entertaining ball game to be at and to call, and we're glad you were listening in. Your score, Ravenna 20, and Donovan Trumbull 14, 20-14. We're going to take a break here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Come back, get you some game statistics and a few other scores before we say goodnight. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on Platte River Radio, 94.5 FM, The Breeze, and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Insure your game, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Ravenna.
Treat your car to a brand new set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring, LSR Courser AT, or AT2 tires for this summer's driving. And CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid rebate card. You heard right. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Summer of Savings promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. CPI.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong in the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
We're going to work together on this through the year. We hope you are going to be part of it. It all starts with PlatteRiverPreps.com, because that's where you can upload photos of your favorite high school teams. If you're at some game action, whether it's football or coming up, volleyball starts, of course, next week, or wrestling or basketball or any of the other high school preps that we cover here on Platte River Radio, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Please bookmark it, give it a look, page through it, read the stories, and share the pictures. And we're also on Facebook, Platte River Preps on Facebook. Now, and you can go to Platte River Preps at the beginning of every night there's high school athletics. Front page will have links to our Platte River Radio broadcasts on both the internet and on the air. All right, we had some players out here on the field tonight. Some good players, some interesting offenses. I thought very interesting offenses. Good quarterbacks, good ball handling. And let's ask Adam Fisher here to step up. And what have you been ciphering there, Adam? What do we got?
Well, for Donovan Trumbull, C.J. Cosgrove, he was 21 totes for 80 yards, 4 of 12 four attempts on passing 30 yards with a touchdown and one interception. Lorenzo Williams, not too bad of a day, 5 attempts for 35 yards. Kenny Pfeiffer, 6 attempts for 46 yards. And Nathaniel Armon, 4 for 8 yards as he came up for backup duty. And Cameron Sinner had 1 attempt for 2 yards also. Over for Ravenna, Trevor Cybron, he had 26 attempts, 74 yards, 1 of 4 of passing, 23 yards there. And Lucas Wilkie, 11 attempts for 46 yards. He also scored 2 touchdowns for Ravenna. And Ethan Schombach, pretty good day for him.
He really on that last drive by Ravenna, he really showed his stuff. He kind of just took the team on his shoulders. And when they had the backup quarterback in there, when Saborn had the cramp, he took 2 consecutive carries. One got close to a first down. The second one got in for the touchdown. And Jambek has our respect on that. He's got, what, 104?
104 yards on 15 attempts. And he also did get that touchdown. Trace Armstrong, 1 attempt for 1 yard. I
believe I did already mention this, as Suborn. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. 104 passing for 23 yards.
Here's some other scores here, and then we'll get back to we'll just recap what happened here tonight with the 20-14 win by Ravenna over Donovan Trumbull. You know, it could have been 20-14 the other way. These teams are pretty doggone evenly matched. North Platte 27, Lincoln High 21 late in the fourth. Grand Island leading Norfolk 35-0. Adams Central 35, Sydney nothing. Wait a minute, Adams Central 35, Sydney 7. That's the final score. Adams Central, Ord leading Gothenburg. Nope, that's the final now. Ord beat Gothenburg 12-0. And McCook over Scott's Bluff 28-7 late in the fourth. Aurora 21, Seward 7. So that Class B matchup comes in favor of Aurora pretty handily so far. That's with 3:42 left in the fourth. And Northeast over Fremont 29-0. Minden was in control of their game with Fairbury earlier. Hastings High had a pretty good size lead on Schuyler. And we'll get all of that wrapped up with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show if you want to flip over to 12:30 a.m. KHAS or flip over to 98.9 FM Classic Hits for the Platte River Prep scoreboard show on that one. It all started out with Ravenna starting on a 26-yard drive, and then the wheels kind of fell off. When I say 26-yard drive, they started at their 25, they got to their 46, and they were cooking. And then all of a sudden, the wheels kind of fell off. They got a penalty. They got a quarterback sack. They had to punt. Donovan Trumbull had a nice return by Lorenzo Williams, nullified by a penalty that knocked him all the way back to the 15-yard line. But they took an 85-yard jaunt to pay dirt, and with 4:04 to go in the first period of play, they were out front 6-0. Then, with 11:07 to go in the second period, some 7 minutes of play later, Lucas Wilkie had a 1-yard run after a 70-yard drive by Ravenna, and neither team in that first attempt at pay dirt was able to convert, so it was a 6-6 score. Then Suborn intercepted his opposite number, C.J. Cosgrove, and that set off a 56-yard drive that ended in another Wilkie. Let me try this first. Wilkie saved the drive with a 19-yard catch because it was fourth down and goal to go from the 17-yard line. And Wilkie, no, it was fourth down and 10 from the 17-yard line. And he was able to maneuver down the field and grab the ball at the 1-yard line, setting up a first and goal to go for Ravenna. He took the snap on the next play and waltzed into the end zone. Then got the two-point conversion. So Wilkie, with the reception, the run, and the conversion, had a pretty good drive there, and it left Ravenna out front 14-6. That's where we were at halftime. Then another interception. This time it was Wilkie again on defense, and he intercepted at the 39-yard line. They were pushed back to the 10-yard line, and Ravenna scored after 90 yards and several minutes on the field, as you might imagine, and took a 20-6 lead. But Donovan Trumbull was not to be outdone in theatrics. They took the ball back on a fumble recovery by Askew at the 46-yard line of Ravenna. And 54 yards later, they were in pay dirt, 17 yards of which came on a post pattern from Cosgrove to center. It had made it 20-14. And that's where we ended the ball game. A six-point differential from two very evenly matched teams here tonight. Donovan Trumbull starts out the season 0-1. That's not where they wanted to be, but it's a pretty good effort. Ravenna, 1-0. That's where they wanted to be with their six-point win tonight at Donovan. For Adam Fisher, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We will be in Blue Hill next week. Blue Hill and Sutton here on the Breeze next week. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock will be your kickoff here on Platte River Radio's 94.5 FM, The Breeze, KLIQFM.com. Thanks to Stephanie back at the studios. Great job of producing tonight. Adam, thanks for coming along. And
thanks for bringing me.
and doing some great last-minute fill-in work for us here, and we muddled through, and glad you were along with us. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you next time.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
There's nothing like the Breeze 94.5 to make your workday commute fly by.
Blast us into the fast lane.
In your car, for work or play. It's